Hello. So y'all score, and then do they kick extra punts?
Yeah,
Do they kick the extra point?
you can kick the extra point or do the look the conversion, but if you kick extra point, you get 2 points. If you run it, you get 1 point. So
What the hell? And they and y'all didn't do either.
nah, we
Y'all
just
had six.
oh, we went for two. I mean, we went for the conversion, but we didn't get it because I mean, we can't practice field goals. We practice one on a field goal post. So I mean,
Right, are they kicking on regular field goal height?
man, it's no, nah, it ain't. It, I don't know. Is it right? No, nah, it can't be, man. It's probably about 8, 9 feet, but it's a H bar, so you know, it's
Wow.
weird. Yeah, I mean, so you know, most of the time the kids get like I'm gonna tell my kids on the front row. I'm saying, hey, man, turn around, cause last night somebody got kicked in the nuts by the ball. Cause the ball, I mean, they don't know what they're doing. They don't, ball goes straight. I mean, it just goes straight, pew, and it's like a bullet shooting out.
Welcome to manhood. Yeah, damn.
Exactly. My boy's on the sideline. I was like, Cameron, you all right? He was like, he's out there in tears. I said, what? I saw it, boy. Ooh, I mean, it's just like a bullet comes straight out when the boys kick it, boy. And I was like, Coach, ain't no sense of us trying to even line up for that, man. We just going to be man football and get these 2 yards.
Damn, that's crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
He got kicked in
Just.
the nuts.
I felt bad, boy, because it was like, boom, everybody stands like, ooh. I mean, it was just like,
Damn. Welcome to puberty. God
exactly.
damn. Oh shit, that's hilarious. God damn. Well, that'll probably be the pregame for this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Now, can you dig it?
NappyAfro.com.
Good people, you know what time it is. Episode 47 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, aka Who Gives a Fuck, aka Mr. Classic, and one more aka for the road, Mr. Saul Goodman. I'm sitting down with the family here. The homie King Germ, say what's up, dog.
What's going on, man? It's your boy King Germ, aka Coach Boone.
Coach Boone, this motherfucker here. We'll talk about the kids in a minute. For this Frocast, we thought we could bring you another feature. You know, you're tired of hearing us two motherfuckers talk about nothing. So we decided to bring it the latest addition to the Frocast, to the Fro Nation, to the Fro family, the homie GQ Blue, who brought you that brilliant article to teach you motherfuckers how to dress. Say what's good to the people, man.
What's going on, everybody? This is GQ Blue, a.k.a. Pocket Square King, a.k.a. the Black Jake Rosati, and one more a.k.a. Rule 8. Article 1, Section 5, God damn it, Roger Goodell.
This nigga going in. You know, they're saying, you know, this morning on SportsCenter that they made progress in getting the refs back on the field. Y'all believe that shit? Is it just some old talk to pacify the fans?
Of course. Man, go ahead, G.
Man, Roger Goodell somewhere in the office, holed up, crying and shit. That dude trying to do whatever he can to save himself. I don't believe it.
They say he had like 70,000 voicemails.
And I bet you they all from the 702 area code.
Yeah, they probably was on that shit.
I mean, they said they lost like $1 billion on their game. I'm sure some mafia guy is like not happy about what happened. And Roger Goodell's getting calls from Tulip Tony and, you know, Johnny, you know, all them little mafia guys, vowel name guys. I mean, because what happened? I mean, yeah, it was a bad call. You know, everybody said, don't ever let the game come down to the refs. Well, this is what you have. And I don't think you can go back and change it and give Green Bay the win because it's not the first time the refs fucked up a game. I mean, so, yeah, you know, live with it. I mean, it's a mistake.
And it's in college.
Yeah, it ain't college. Exactly. This would never happen in college.
Shit. But I think the other thing about it, too, after I was done ripping them apart with my Twitter, I went on Twitter rant.
Yeah, you went in. I was like, damn. I looked at my timeline. I said, damn, it's all right. Just, I was on Facebook. I scrolled about three. I was like, ah, damn, it's all right.
That shit was hilarious, though. Is that even though the refs fucked up the call on the field, there's a motherfucker up in the booth. Like, they got real officials, the regular officials up in the booth with him. So even though the refs fucked it up, the regular people still agree with the call.
Yeah, but I guess because of the rule states that, you know, it wasn't enough to overturn the ruling they made on the field, I guess.
Yeah, they say that they can't overturn possession by the booth.
But the crazy thing was, though, is that if somebody throws a touchdown, you have to call it a legitimate touchdown. Because right. You saw Odu come in, and he said it was an interception, and then other cats came in from, you know, the lingerie league, and he put his touchdown signal up, and it's like, what the hell? So that automatically means you get to call it a touchdown? So I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, that shit was retarded. But hopefully they get back on the field, man, because I can't have this shit. It's fucking up fantasy. You know, we were supposed to talk about fantasy football a little bit later on in the show, but I'm going to talk about it now. Because Germ whooped my ass. look, okay. You know, the Fro Fantasy League, I'm 3-0. I don't know how the fuck that happened, but that's what happened.
Bizarro world is what I call it.
I'm 3-0. I'm beating motherfuckers by like 5 points. I'm getting them where I need to get them. But in my own league, Germ, everybody on Germ's team, and I'm not talking about just the people he started. I'm talking about the niggas on the bench. Everybody had a career game. Everybody. So I put up 138 points in my league. That's usually enough to win any game.
No, it wasn't 130. It was 104.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I beat you by 100 and some points. I only scored 211.
Then it must have been one of my other nine leagues, and exactly. I put up 138. Exactly. Anyway, I put up 100 some points, which is usually enough to win on a regular Sunday. No, Germ. Germ goes in. How much did you have?
What, talking about the end of the day?
Yes, nigga. What else am I talking about?
Oh, I had 211 points.
211 points, dog.
211 points.
I've been playing fantasy football for about 7 or 8 years, and I've only seen 200 happen 3 other times. This nigga put up 200. Come on, man.
That shit's like I had like 190, and I was like, and I still got Russell Wilson to play. I said, I'm going to get this 200. And then when he threw that final touchdown, I was like, yes.
That game was, and I'm glad that in my other league, they don't count sacks against the quarterback, because I would have lost that one by more.
Yes.
Because Aaron Rodgers was my quarterback, which I thought was a given. That was my first pick. I had the second pick in the league, and that was my first pick because it's a PPR league, and I think the quarterback gets more points for touchdowns in that league. Some shit like that. So I thought that was a good pick. That motherfucker got sacked 7 times, so fantasy was not my week. Germ, fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I had to get you back for beating me in the Fro League, man. You know, that wasn't supposed to happen. G, do you play fantasy football at all?
Yeah, man. I got 2 leagues I'm in. Both horrible. I'm a combined 2-4. I finally picked up my first win. But the horrible thing is I usually never have time to draft my team, and I always usually – in a conference or at work or doing something or at school, but I finally had time to pick my team for like the second time in history, the last 4 years. And I had a good squad. Like, I got Drew Brees, I got Steven Jackson, I got
shut up.
Yeah. That's supposed to be like this dream team. Like, I finally put the team together and we just had our first win today. So hopefully my fortune turns around.
I'd say blame the replacement refs. That's all I can do is just blame the replacement refs.
Hey, I'm not watching no more, man. Real talk. I put it on Twitter and Facebook. I'm not watching anymore. To get real rest, I'm not watching. Like, I might not even do fantasy.
Well, I mean, you're going to do what? You mean the rest of the season? You're just done?
I'm done. I'm done, dude. Like, until we get real rest, hey. And the sad part is, I might not set my teams and still win. I feel like that's my luck. When I don't care, when I don't give a damn, is when my teams win. So that's my new strategy for fantasy football.
You know what? I can't fault you there. That was actually my strategy when I picked my teams. No strategy. Just go with whoever the fuck was there. And, of course, the one week that I sit down Cook from the Titans, he scores a touchdown. Of course. You know what I'm saying? My boy sat down Jamal Charles, and that motherfucker put up some serious numbers. So, you know, some of us just had that kind of luck. And then some of us have a night like Germ had where everybody on his team scored double digits. I mean, you know, what can you do?
It was amazing. It was amazing. I was just like, wow. I couldn't believe it. Because I looked at my score and I was just like, are they serious? Like, do I really have 160 points? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? But yeah, it was great. I mean, it helped me out. I went from the bottom to almost to the damn top. In points, I know I got more points than anybody because, hey.
you put up 3 weeks worth of points.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. It was like, I made up for like, man, I just couldn't believe it, man. It was great. I've never seen anything like it.
And I think you got some accelerators, too, for Roethlisberger putting up 5 touchdowns, whatever the fuck he did.
Yeah, because I was wondering, like, I had a lot of points for some of you guys. I was like, why do they have so many points? But I'll take it, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, bastard.
Yeah,
what else can you do, you know? But it was definitely a weird week in football, you know what I'm saying? My Rams lost again. We look better, we're just not getting the W's. That's what we need, is the fucking W's, man. What else happened this week? Nothing special. I'm kind of depressed over the whole fantasy, and my team got all my teams lost. Everybody fucking lost. The fucking Tigers lost. The Rams lost. My fantasy teams lost. Everybody fucking lost.
I mean, that sounds like a typical weekend. I mean,
that a bitch.
Rams losing? Like, you surprised? Like,
I'm not surprised, nigga. I'm just the way it happened.
Who's your team, G? Who's your team, man?
Man, I'm a diehard Packers fan, man. I've been a Packers fan for the past 17 years, man. So that hit hard.
God. That's the name of my youth league, my youth team. We're called the Packers. No homo.
And they lost too, right?
Yeah.
Everybody lost this week with Jerm's fantasy team.
But college was good, though. You know,
who you like in college?
My Cardinals won. Shout out to the Louisville Cardinals. Brother Strong, getting them to 4-0.
Hold on. So I have two Cardinals fans? Oh, my God.
It was different Cardinals, though.
He said the Louisville Cardinals. Oh, he said Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. I just heard St. Louis Cardinals. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We are in the playoffs. Just thought I'd point that out. And we are the defending champions.
So are the Braves. Yeah, you know.
Braves are what? They're not the champions? We beat their ass last year.
I'm just saying they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, win the trophy.
We have.
Yeah, recently?
95.
Oh, okay. Okay. I graduated from high school back then, so.
Nah, who's counting?
Right, exactly. But let's move the fuck on, man.
Real quick. I gotta say this before we move on from football. So Jamele Hill has her little thing on Twitter where she does better than, and I have a few of them I want to shout out real quick.
Shout out to Jamele Hill. Good Lord.
Oh, yes. Lovely. The lovely Jamele Hill.
I take champion.
But anyway, real quick.
Our name, candidate. My bad. I'm sorry.
But yeah, real quick. Golden Grahams, better than Golden Tate. That little Asian kid from The Golden Child, better than Golden Tate. And I don't know this personally, but I'm sure Golden Showers, better than Golden Tate.
Whoa. That's a reach. That's a reach. That just sounds like somebody was getting a freak off when they typed that shit up.
Wow.
Golden Showers, nigga? God damn.
I don't know personally, but I feel that. Like
Aaron Rodgers must have tweeted that shit.
That was like the biggest lie of all time. Like, did Mitt Romney help you with that lie? Like, come on, man.
It was perfect, though. That was a typical nigga response.
You stick, that's my story, and I'm sticking with
it. You got me on national TV, going to ask me some bullshit like that. What else am I supposed to say? I don't know what you're talking about. And he said it like that. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Quickly, too.
Yeah.
Didn't he go to Notre Dame? Go to Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Not becoming of an Irishman at all.
God. Mm. You know, I mean, Notre Dame don't produce shit anyway.
They're supposed to have all the kids with the moral fiber of America, and they only get the best. You know, they'd rather lose on the football field but have great moral character, and you know, that's what
That's why they're going to the ACC, so they can dominate and automatically get bowl games.
They're not in the ACC. They're just playing 5 games in the ACC. They're not in football. It's some stupid little rules so they can keep their – because what it is, Notre Dame gets money from NBC to broadcast all their games, rain or shine, don't matter, whatever. And they don't want to share that money. If they go into a conference, they will have to share their money with the other schools. And Notre Dame doesn't want to do that. So the bitch-ass ACC allowed them – to say, okay, y'all in the ACC, but y'all not really in the ACC, and y'all get to keep all y'all money, but y'all have to at least play 4 or 5 games a year, which the ACC shouldn't have done that. Like, the ACC is really trying to legitimize themselves as a football conference. So what they're doing is they're reaching in and taking all these other schools, and they're going to have a big-ass conference like the Big East and basketball full of bullshit-ass teams. Like,
I didn't know that's how they did it. I thought they were actually part of the ACC.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. That's why, like, because Notre Dame, they were in the Big East for basketball and all other sports except for football. And people were saying, like, the Big East, like, why are y'all letting them do this? Like, you know, either you're going to be with us or you're not going to be with us. And if you're not, you know, but they don't want to give up none of that money, the NBC money, because it's like a fucking $1 billion. They got their own network, you know.
That shit's retarded, man. Yeah. Fuck Notre Dame anyway, man. I ain't never liked Notre Dame. I don't like Notre Dame. Don't like Duke. I just fuck them both.
Watch your mouth.
Fuck both of them, man. That's all I got to say. Fuck both of them. Shit. Me and Jerry, we've kind of done this. We do this every time we have a guest. We don't introduce the motherfucker. So let's take a pause for the calls and say what's up to GQ Blue. Give him a little bit of your background, bro. Let him know how you found the site, shit like that.
Oh, all right. It's good, Fro Nation. GQ Blue. I've been a Nappy Afro troll for quite a while. I used to always be around looking for hip-hop reviews, stuff to do while I'm bored. And I really like the site. And I love to write, and Facebook wasn't getting enough comments on the notes, so I decided to come over to the site. Recent graduate of the great University of Louisville, 2012, which just means I'm broke now and ain't got no job. that's all that means. But yeah, man, just happy to be on the site, man.
That's good stuff, man. And you're a Louisville Cardinal fan in college, football, you're the Packers, you're a baseball fan at all?
Man, I really want to try to watch baseball because, man, that stretch on ESPN when it's off baseball coverage after basketball wraps up until, you know, from about June to mid-August is rough on TV, man. So yeah. I can't get into it, man. I like going to games, but, like, we got a pretty good barn team in Louisville, but I can't get into it.
Yeah, I think I'm the only baseball fan on the site, for real. Germ is a fake-ass fan. He's a fan during the playoffs, which is, you know, typical Germ. Second half of the season, playoffs is usually when he kicks in.
I actually started watching this week.
Right. Playoffs start next week.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm right on time then. Consistent.
But welcome aboard, GQ Blue. Your article with the dress-up article was good shit, man. You know, you kind of reminded me that I need to take my ass to the store because I don't have none of that shit.
He had me feeling bad about myself, man. I was like, dang, I don't own a suit.
For real. I've had, I think, two suits total. If we're not counting eighth grade graduation suit, I think I've had two suits total in my life. And they were off the rack, terrible suits from like JCPenney and some shit. They were awful. I don't have a suit. I don't think I have but three button-up shirts in the fucking closet. That's pretty bad.
I think the next article I'm gonna do an article about how to find all this stuff for cheap because I don't pay like top dollar for none of that, man.
Yeah, my buddy, he's a thrifter. He finds all kind of stuff at the stores. He's like, hey, this is a YSL tie, $2. He said, you gotta be thrift. He said, y'all might think I spent thousands on my clothes. He said, no, I don't. He said, I'm just a thrifter, and I mean, maybe, teach us how to dress good on the low, man, because I might want to step my game up, man. You know, my wife might want to see me in something besides my cargo shorts and a daggum polo and some shoes, you know. I might want to wear some soft bottoms one day. I don't know.
Speaking of which, how did you put up that whole article with no dress shoes?
Man, because I feel like dress shoes, I can do a whole article by myself. Like, certain things, like, man, like, I could do a whole article about a suit. I could do a whole article about, you know, shoes, you know. So I'm going to let that be its own article, so.
Yeah, the shoes should be its own article. I've seen a lot of motherfuckers on TV now. I remember back in the day, it used to be that you only wore the brown shoes with what was it? The brown shoes with navy pants was pretty much it. And now I see niggas wearing the brown shoes with everything. Gray pants, black pants. If it's Michael Irvin, they wear maroon shoes with maroon pants. Yeah, we need an article on that shit, man. Help these kids out.
Well, okay. I mean, since you're on the line, Mr. GQ, what is this color blocking? What is that? Explain that to the people.
Color blocking. Wow.
I think that's the women's shit, ain't it?
Oh, nah, because somebody said T.I. color blocks well or whatever. I guess it's when you wear the solid color. It's like three different solid colors or something. I don't know. I mean, like when them guys had like a green shirt on, another shirt color. And you know,
that's why I thought it was for the women. I didn't think the men color block.
Man, you see it all the time. Kanye does it. But I mean, maybe that's
Kanye wears dresses. That's not a good example. Kanye's rocking leather skirts and shit.
Oh, so men don't. I mean, but I guess fashion is almost, you know, semi, you know, it's, you know, it's like in this neutral. You know what I'm
about to say, I was waiting on what you, semi, what you trying to say.
Yeah, it's like neutral. Line. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? But, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to, you know, step my game up, I guess. Not really, because I'm happy. I'm comfortable. Them dress-up clothes, they made me uncomfortable, and I'm not, you know, like, church, soon as church over, man, I'm loosening my tie up. Like, I mean, you ought to see it, man. It's ridiculous. I got to pull my shirt out. I can't, like, I don't like a tucked-in. I can't stand a tucked-in shirt. I can't stand it. That's, like, the worst thing in the fucking world, man.
Well, y'all married, man. Y'all good. Y'all ain't got to impress nobody no more.
Man, so you saying it's okay that we look like slobs? Is that what you're trying to say, man?
Yeah, man, you know, appreciate that, G. Appreciate that. So how hard is it out there for the single guy this day, man? Just explain, just give me a Friday night going out, fellas, if y'all still do that. I don't know what single guys do. I ain't been single in years, but, you know, like, what does it entail, man? Tell me these single man problems.
And temper your response when you know you're in Louisville.
Well, before I start, I'm going to say it used to be hard. I do have a girl. Before I get my tail kicked, when she hears this. But in my former days as being a single male in Louisville, I don't know, man, it's hard. Everybody, all these girls talk about the thirst. Like you say hi. Oh, you thirsty. Oh, really? You thirsty, nigga. Like, wow. Like, I just said hi. Like, wow. But, you know, it's cupping season. So, you know, the girls are on the prowl. It finally got below 40 here in Louisville, so people looking for that cuddle buddy. So, it's interesting times here in Louisville for relationships. So we'll see.
Now, are you dating a black chick?
Oh, of course.
I was about to say, because Louisville's kind of rough. I don't think Louisville. Do they have too many mixed couples?
Actually, you do.
Really?
It's all right. This is the South. We've been integrating. We've been in a race relationship since we got here.
Yeah, but when I went, you know, I'm from St. Louis, the most segregated city in the country. But when I went to Louisville, because my wife's from Louisville, it was like a clear line between black and white folks. Like shopping, everything was separate. I was like, damn, this seemed worse than St. Louis. But so I didn't know if they rocked it like that.
Well, I will say that. Excuse me. That Louisville is kind of segregated in the fact that it feels like you're walking around a whole bunch of big different neighborhoods. Like,
yeah.
Folks on this side, you got white folks here, you got a few Latinos right here. We have a huge Asian and Indian population. We have a huge African population here. It's crazy. I feel like Louisville's just like a big old melting pot. We got a little bit of everybody. But at the same time, you know, I went to school with white kids who told me that they never went downtown. I was like, what? It's like, yeah, like I might get shot if I go downtown. Like, really? Wow.
Yeah, that was at the University of Louisville, great institution. Got white folks there. But yeah, man, we glad to have you on here. Let's move on with the rest of the show. We got some other shit. I think we're done with sports, right? We're pretty much over sports. Nothing else to point out. Except for Katie Brady 12 on Twitter. I'm giving you some airtime, baby. You wanted to be famous. This motherfucker, we all know about Torrey Smith. Shout out to Torrey Smith and his whole family, man. Nappy Afro sends his condolences over the death of his brother. And this bitch couldn't wait until right after the game and all that shit to start talking shit. So I won't give you the tweets that she sent out. You can go ahead and check that timeline yourself. Check her mentions. But it's Katie Brady 12. KATIEBRADY 12. Since then, since the shit she tweeted, she's taken her picture down, and she's made her shit private. So you can't check her actual – you can't subscribe and read what she's tweeting out. But if you go ahead and just put that shit in Twitter, you will find the bullshit she said. These motherfuckers get real brave behind keyboards, man. And you got to remember, you know, everybody has freedom of speech, and that's cool, but there are consequences. So if you say some bullshit, you're liable to get death threats like this motherfucker here. Did y'all see the shit that she tweeted or hear about the story?
Nah, man. What I mean was it some? I mean, obviously it was terrible.
So I'm gonna have to mention the shit she said.
Okay. I mean, just kind of glance over, you know.
But you won't get the whole thing. Like I have to mention.
Which is let's hear it, man. Let some people out there need to, it needs to be said, man.
The first thing she tweeted out was a great win, Tori. Now you know by the name, you know that she's a Patriots fan. She said, "Great win, Tori. You should go ahead and call your brother and tell him about the." Oh, is it too soon?
God. Damn.
So, Ray Rice, of course, chimed in. He was like, "You're a horrible person. I know you know the word karma." Like, niggas was going in. Even Patriots fans was like, "Yo, we fans, but that's some bullshit."
Yeah. And, like, then, that's not, and people wonder why I hate Boston teams. But go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. The other shit she said after that was that what did she say? I think she said the Ravens, the Patriots may have lost, but none of them lost a family member, and that's always a win.
Wow.
Like, God damn.
I see why some guys don't like talking sports with females. Like Katie Brady 12. You know, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, white women getting out of hand on Twitter. You know, you saw the one chick get snatched up for talking about Obama too, about 2 weeks ago. She said somebody needs to assassinate his ass, and then her Twitter account got closed. These motherfuckers is getting out of hand, man. So all the people that follow Nappy Afro and tweet with Nappy Afro, you have the freedom of speech. All you white motherfuckers that want to say nigga around black folks, you have the freedom of speech, but there are consequences, and you might get fucked up by the shit you say. So just be careful. Katie Brady 12, good luck, motherfucker. I hope you don't go to a Kroger or some shit like that. It's going to end bad, because your picture's on the net. Once you put the shit up, you can't take it away.
Exactly.
Even you took it off your profile, your shit is up. We know what you look like. And they have her. Check this out. Within the hour that she tweeted that shit, they got her real name, her real picture, her address, and somebody even had a copy of her fucking a boarding pass, like her itinerary. Somebody had a copy of the flight that she was on.
God, duh.
The internet is, hey, you got to watch what you say out there, man. So shout out to Katie Brady 12. Yo ass has been mentioned on the Frocast. Good luck, nigga. That's all I can say to that shit. Good luck, nigga.
It was a K-A-T-Y Brady?
Oh, yeah. Let me make sure I spell it right. K-A-T-I-E-B-R-A-D-Y 12. The number 12.
So, wow.
You know, and that's just good entertainment. If you just want to see the way motherfuckers go in, just put her in Twitter and read the mentions. It's good entertainment.
Oh, well, this is fresh from the presses, 42 minutes ago, from Katie Brady 12. Look like she got a publicist now out of the deal. Because it says, "I truly regret my ignorant, tasteless comment, and I am so sorry for the pain that it has caused, especially to Torrey Smith and his family."
No. See, this is not about the pain that it caused. You know what I'm saying? This is about your ass being fucking ridiculous. Don't apologize for shit that you said. Because you didn't. Yeah. You meant what you said. You may have meant to be funny, but you're not a comedian. You may have meant to be funny. You may have meant to lighten the mood or what the fuck, but you meant what you said. So don't apologize after the fact because people got on you. That's what happens. She got a handler. This is some bullshit.
That must be a great job, though. Like, to be the writer for these celebrities or anybody who gets in trouble and just apologize. Like, that would be a great job.
I'm sure this bitch ain't got no real handler. This is probably somebody that, you know, around her that actually knows better. Like, bitch, just say this. Because this happened Sunday. And she's just, this came out 42 minutes ago? So she had 4 days to simmer on this shit?
Yeah. Man. And golly.
That's some bullshit, man. But we're going to stop talking about that hating-ass bitch. We're going to move forward with the show. You know, Germ and I, we like to watch TV and talk about ridiculousness on TV. And we'll have more fuel for this shit later on. You know, somewhere around Frocast, 60 or so, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll have Bobby Christina and the entire Houston clan. We'll have a show.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we got Bobby Brown and Bobby Christina, two separate shows.
This is not the same show?
No, this is Bobby Brown's getting his own show. This is something else. Because, you know, Bobby Christina is supposedly marrying her stepbrother. Yeah, I don't quite know how that situation works, and I've been trying not to read it. But I think this is her brother by marriage of some sort. Or adopted brother. Maybe it's a, you know, Fro Nation, y'all know this shit. Y'all know the gossip. But apparently this is like either her brother by marriage or her adopted brother, somebody that's like a brother. Anyway, they're apparently getting married. And she's got a show and they're going to chronicle all that shit, I guess.
That's sad.
That's some sick shit.
Did you ever see yourself marrying a stepbrother, what do you call it? I mean, what the fuck?
Nah, that's definitely just... ain't marrying a stepbrother. Pause.
Step, well, you know, a step sibling.
Hey, man, if my stepsister ended up being like Kerry Washington or some shit, I might have to go in. If we ain't grow up together, I mean, you know, hey.
So let's say 19-year-old saw all right. Mom and you know, gets remarried to some, you know, got a 19-year-old daughter. You know, just, I mean, could you like, y'all hit it off. Like, y'all start liking each other. Could you see yourself, like, actively pursuing a relationship with this person?
Nah, you might, that might be one of the things you hit behind closed doors kind of thing.
I mean, could you even hit, though? I couldn't even hit.
I don't know, man. If this motherfucker's fine and this by marriage and I'm 19?
I mean, it just, man.
I didn't grow up with this motherfucker. I met her through my mom's new husband.
Let's say they got married when you was 50. Let's say you knew each other for 3 years.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, at that point, once you start growing up with the motherfucker and they family like that, nah.
Okay.
You're tainting it. But if I just met this motherfucker, like my mom is like, this is the dude I'm going to marry type shit, and this is his daughter.
Yeah.
We might go out for dinner. Hey.
So you trying to smash, talking. Like, hey, they going on date night. You trying to smash.
Maybe. Are you like, maybe.
Hey, why don't y'all go around meet I'm each other? And y'all sitting around like, hey. Hey, so what you like watching on TV? And that's, you know, you and us smashing it down. Oh,
sounds,
man,
like
sorry.
Sounds like a great porn. I'm not related to this motherfucker. I didn't grow up with them. I don't have any kind of history. That motherfucker's fair game. At least until they get married. Once they get married, it's kind of fucked up. But at least until they get married. Am I alone in this? Am I the only nigga? GQ Blue, help me out here.
I mean, I feel you. I mean, if she's fine, you don't want to be, you know, 6 months down the line and they married and that awkward moment when, oh, I didn't know you were here and I'm just getting out the shower, like, you know, missed opportunity. So until I got the same last name, man, it's free game.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's fair game, dog. So it just sounds weird, you know. But hey, there's a lot worse shit going on out there than the motherfucker hitting the new fake ass stepsister in law type shit. There's a lot more shit going on. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, don't judge me. If she fine, there's a chance. Speaking of another show that we'll probably be talking about, Mama Jones is getting a show on VH1.
Oh, my God.
This is Jim Jones' special. We'll just say special. This is his special mama that was on the goddamn show. Now, we've already seen the spinoff coming. What is it, Mr. Chrissy and Mr. Jones? Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, it came on last night, actually.
I didn't watch that bullshit.
I watched it because, you know, I got love for Chrissy, man. Hey, that woman fine to me, bro. I don't care what nobody say, but...
So if she was your stepsister?
My oldest stepsister?
The stepsister, you know?
No, I'm not screwing my stepsister, sorry. Not at all. I'm sorry. Sorry.
So your mom shows up.
The craziest I ever went was like at a friend reunion one time, and this is completely off the record, so I hope Saul Wright mutes this out when I say this. But one time I was at a friend reunion years ago, and it was like one of those cousins that's cousins of a cousin and cousin. It's like down the road cousins. So, you know, I was just like, shit, I tried up because, you know, I sat there and did the math. Like, technically, you know, that blood thin as fuck. We ain't really kin. And, you know, and I tried her. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I didn't. But, you know, I thought about it later and like, oh, you're a sick motherfucker. But definitely not a stepsister. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
So wait a minute. First of all, I'm not editing shit out.
Oh, man. See, set me up.
Shit out. Second of all, you go look at me and frown and look down from your nose about somebody I ain't got no blood with. And you fucking people that's got percentages.
I didn't say I did. That's what I was trying to. Like,
okay,
you know,
well, shit. I mean, if you were married, you know, trying to, that's the same as cheap.
But like I said, okay, for this person, like her grandma and my granddaddy were like third, fourth cousins. Like I said, we not really kin. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's one of those deals. Like I had seen you at one family reunion. We was like seven, and now we like 16, and you know, I'm like, damn, you grown up, girl. Like, shit. You know, but
can we be honest about this shit for a second? We've all had that awkward moment when you go to a family reunion and you see that motherfucker that you just pray is not your goddamn cousin because they look that good. GQ, boy, that, you awfully quiet over there.
Hey, he from Kentucky. Enough said, he from Kentucky. Come on now, it's all right. He like, y'all putting me out. He over there sweating bullets. He like, please don't bring this question my way. Oh, damn, he did it. Shit.
No cousin loving over here, man. I'm from Ohio, brother.
What's even worse?
Ohio. But, I mean, you got that cousin that you was like, damn, that motherfucker my cousin? Like, you had to check two or three times to make sure.
Hey, no lie, my nigga. I was at my granddaddy funeral. God bless the dead, nigga. And I seen one of my cousins. I said, God. But I said, Lord. And, hey, this is, I said, damn, you got, because at first I was like, I seen a big old ass. I was like, damn, where that is? And she turned around. I said, no.
Right, slow motion too, wasn't it? Like,
hey, boy, then I looked at my brother. My brother said, hey, such got a big old butt. No, he said, man, I seen her one day at the stove. And I ain't know who she was. I just seen some girl in some jogging pants. I seen that ass. So I was like, oh, shoot. He said, so I walked up on her. She turned around. I seen who it was. He said, man, I about fell out, man.
God damn. That's the worst. That shit is the worst, man.
But, you know, I've never acted upon my urges, you know. So.
Except that one time that's going to stay on this damn episode that we're going to talk about.
Look, I ain't do nothing but look at some titties and grab them. That's all I did, man.
Hey, nigga, but it was the same blood was in them titties.
No, the blood's so thin. Come on, all right. You can't count that.
It's the same blood in them titties, man.
Blood thin, dog. It's like, it's not even, like, man, we could do a DNA test. They probably like, nah, y'all no relation. Like, we could probably legally got married in, like, 48 states. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what the fuck?
That shit crazy. But you're going to look down on me with talking about a stepsister that I just met.
Hey, man. Yeah, like I said, John. It's your stepsister. See, that throws it all. Cousin, sister, which one sound worse? See what I'm saying?
That's your judgment? That's how you go with it?
Yeah. I mean, you can marry a cousin. That ain't against the law for you to not marry your cousin. You can't marry your sister, though. You can't.
Depends on where you at.
Yeah. Kentucky, South Carolina, Alabama. Anything you get away with that.
God damn. But back on the shows, man.
And Tennessee.
Yeah, probably Tennessee. Mama Jones is getting her own show. And apparently this series is supposed to be Mama Jones World. It's supposed to be more of a backyard talk show with some lifestyle tips and love advice thrown into the mix. Ain't she single?
Yeah. No,
I mean, have you seen it? Like,
did you see the promo for the show? Did you see that? I didn't
see the promo yet.
Oh, my God. Picture of Beyonce walking down the street in a commercial when they got the fans blowing on her with her hair going in the fans and her dress moving and stuff.
This is going.
The makeup on the face. Yeah.
I like where this is going. Keep going.
With the makeup on her face. Okay, now Mama Jones, same scene, everything going on.
Oh, yeah. You just fucked it up.
I was sitting there looking like, then the dude was like, hey, do you got any drawers on? And she was
what?
Man, like I said, dog, it was terrible. And then she had makeup on and lipstick. I mean, I was like, whoa.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I seen it. Oh, wow.
Then on one of those seasons, because, you know, I was trying to watch this shit for the nation, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't a promo for a show. It was a promo. She's coming out with her own perfume.
Wait. So she got a show and perfume?
Yeah, she's coming out of her clothing? Yes.
What is the demographic for that? Like, who's trying to smell like Mama Jones?
All the grandmas her age to live in the hood. So, you know, all the 40-year-old great-grandmas is 40 now. Because, you know, you're 30. You're 30s, you're a grandma. 40s, you're a great-grandma. What do you mean? Sorry.
Older than 40? No, I'm saying she's older than 40.
No, he said the demographics for her. I said all the great grandmas is over 40. Yeah, still go out to the club and, you know, think they're young and shit. That's what she might, you know, the old ladies with the little kangaroo pouch and the Freddy stomachs, like a raisin and shit. Them the ones she going after. Cause I mean, Nobody gonna wear Hush. Come on, man. Nah.
God, is it really that much money to be made in the fragrance line? You know, Nicki Minaj got her shit coming out, and everybody else has had a fragrance.
Everybody got a fragrance. I mean, yeah, obviously, I mean, people, you just flavor some water and sell that shit. I mean, hey, that's all you gotta do.
And you know what's funny is that before you ever see that shit in the store, the corner store man, the barbershop bootlegger already got that fragrance, got that oil. So they're gonna have the Mama Jones knockoff oil. They probably already got this shit. I don't even know if her fragrance is out yet. But they already got the Mama Jones knockoff.
Sure, it's like Black and Miles and Newports.
That shit smells like crushed dreams and shit. But I'm sure we'll be talking about that on the Frocast coming up. Some more TV shit. The official show of the Frocast of Fro Nation. Breaking Bad finally won another Emmy.
Finally won another?
I think they've only got five in the full six season. They've got like 30 nominations.
Yeah.
They only won, like, this is like seriously their fifth one. Outstanding supporting actor in the drama series, Jesse. That nigga Jesse was stepping his game up in season four, dog. This was, I think it was for episode 11, the one where he really manned up and was talking shit and shooting motherfuckers. And the nigga was, he was doing his thing. So shout out to Breaking Bad. I love that show now. I caught on late, but I love that show. What else comes on? Scandal is coming back on to, well, tomorrow night. When y'all hear this, it'll be tonight, Thursday night. Do y'all watch Scandal? Am I alone here?
Yeah, you're alone.
Damn.
I mean, Kerry Washington is fine, but I've never seen it.
Damn. You got to support black TV, folks. This is the Fro Nation, man. NappyAfro.com. We got to support the black shit. At least watch the premiere.
Is that the show with Kerry Washington in it?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's see, just say your biased opinion. Instead of trying to make us feel bad about it, say, hey, y'all need to watch my show with my boo in it, all right? Just say that.
That too, but there's still this is a black show. You need to watch the black show.
So the black show has got a black person on it.
No, it's written by Shonda Rhimes. She's a black writer. It's the same thing that did
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. So I don't know why he's not watching this. But
I watch Grey. I don't watch none of her spinoff shows, man.
This ain't a spinoff.
Well, it's like kind of, you know.
It's just written by the same person. There ain't no spinoff, nigga. Quit hating.
Okay.
You need to watch it. Black shit on TV in prime time. You know what I'm saying? We got some more black shows coming up. I think this one comes on next week. I think it's called The Guys with Kids. I don't know. Look it up. It's Anthony Anderson and Tempest Bledsoe, and they got kids and shit. Watch that shit. I don't even know what channel it's on, but Google it. Watch it. Black folks on TV. We got to have more than T.I. and Tiny representing our family. I love them motherfuckers, but hey, we got to do better because these white motherfuckers, white people and gay people are all over TV. And it is what it is. If that's what you rock with, cool. But we need some more black folks. We need some more minorities. Can we get a Spanish TV show? You know, not Telemundo, not Destinos. Can we get some actual black or Mexican family on TV? Can we get some Asians? Anyway, man, this is also the final season of The Office. Do either of y'all watch The Office?
No. I drop in and out of Office. Like, it's a good show, but it's just kind of hard to keep up with for me.
Really? I mean, you're a scholar. You're supposed to be able to keep up with this shit.
I mean, you know, I'm trying to save the world and help black people out, you know. my TV usually gets a little ignorant as a kind of escape. But
So what do you normally watch then? Outside of wrestling and football, what do you normally watch?
Man, it's not ESPN. I got a lot of shows, man. I probably watch too much TV. There's this one good show on MTV called Awkward. Like, that shit was hot. Like,
I think Easy watches that shit. I think I heard Be Easy mention that shit. Shout out to Be Easy.
I feel like I watch so much TV, it was hard to think now. But, you know, I like Dexter. Wait for that to come back on Showtime. The only reason I still have Showtime.
Oh, you have Showtime?
That's the only reason I have it. I want to cancel it. Because, like, that's probably the worst movie channel out of all of them. Like,
Yeah, Homeland and Dexter, the only reason why I watch Showtime, but like I said, I watch all that online now, so I've been a year off the premium cable and saved me about $150 a month, man. I love it. I still see everything. But once we get offline, I give you some links you can go to, you know, test out for yourself, you know, see how you like.
Stuff that you heard about.
Yeah, stuff that I heard about. Yeah. Pause.
Hopefully it works. I feel like, because I am not good. with technology. I feel like every time somebody's like, yeah, man, check this link out. Oh, now I have 3 viruses and like 85 articles on my laptop now. Like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely need to get your subscription up, man. Get your Norton. Get your Norton up, dog. Yeah, that's kind of commonplace now, because I've had that happen before. The first time I tried torrents, nigga, I ended up having to buy a whole new computer. My shit got destroyed. I don't know what the fuck I downloaded, but I couldn't even cut that bitch on later. You got to have your Norton game up. What else we got? We got some music news and the pause moment of the show. We have to say this. We have to bring it up because it's music. But this is definitely a pause moment of the show. So you motherfuckers, the shit we say about this particular topic, fuck you. Y'all heard about the Kanye West allegedly has sex tapes. He allegedly has 2 of them. And motherfuckers are shopping this shit. Like, they've already gone into the millions of dollars. They probably reached that with the first offer. Millions of dollars. Does this, what would be the purpose of this for Kanye? How is this going to help his career?
It's going to help out good music because their album just dropped.
So, well, I mean, I think they're projected to sell like 250 this first week.
Okay. Does it come with a free copy of the sex tape?
Nope. And that, they're already moving 250.
Damn.
No copy of the sex tape, and they sold 250 this first week. We'll probably see that later on today. I don't know if Bees will get that article up later on today, or as you see this, it'll be up yesterday. But yeah, so this doesn't tie into the release. How does this help a male's career? How does this help? Why does this help? Does it help?
It goes with your persona. If you out here with the baddest chicks and half your rhymes are about smashing, at least you have the proof, I guess.
Allegedly, I mean, the women are going to, I guess I feel like the women are going to buy your music anyway. Until you beat a bitch or, you know what I'm saying, you step out on your baby mama, women are going to buy your music if they're going to buy your music anyway. I don't think that you fucking is going to help them buy your music. And it definitely should help the dudes.
I mean, is it Kim? Is it him and Kim in this tape?
No, it's supposedly some other broad. It's not even Kim.
Well, she was whacking her tape anyway, so, I mean, good for that.
So, I don't know. What celebrities or celebrity, and I'm hoping that both of y'all going to say women, goddammit, would y'all want to see a sex tape of?
You go first. I need to put some thought to this.
Right, I mean, you know my off-the-cuff answer is Kerry Washington. King of the fucking Moore. Those two, I would, yeah.
Let me see. God damn it. It has to be a lesbian scene between Ashanti and Alicia Keys. Nah, when you say Alicia.
God damn, that'd be a good
one. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, something like that. You know, something like that.
I could watch Alicia Keys peel an orange.
Yeah.
That'd be damn near X-rated for me. That'd be damn near X-rated. I'd be slowing that shit down. Yo, Alicia Keys is fine as hell. Call me, boo. Yeah. Go ahead. My bad. I just had a moment. Alicia Keys is fine. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Keri Hilson and Megan Good.
What the fuck happened to Keri Hilson? Where did she go?
I don't know, man. It's hurt my heart.
She completely disappeared off the planet.
Nah, she started. I mean, it's hard out here for a musician, and you see, she started pushing that racy stuff, and that thing. You know, she just disappeared, man.
I don't get it when you're pretty, because she is pretty. I'll give her that, without a doubt. When you're pretty, a female, you're supposed to have everything. I mean, that's clearly what we see. Pretty women that don't have talent do everything in Hollywood.
But you know, she did take shots at Beyonce, so I feel like, Beyonce asked Jada to get the Illuminati on her.
She might be dead. Shit.
She might have a crucifix and a 6-point star right now.
Some kind of headless eagle with hooves of fire or some shit. Yeah, she might be dead. You can't go after the queen. You can't come for Beyonce. So, damn. I didn't know she did that for real. Damn. Ooh. Rest in peace or some shit. Megan Good, though, I feel like somebody has that tape. Matter of fact, I feel like everybody has that tape.
Oh, true story, man. One night I was in Atlanta, and I was at a club, and Megan Good was at the club, but she was drunk as fuck. I'm talking about drunk as shit. And she was like stumbling out the club, no bodyguards, no nothing. So, you know how niggas be in the club. They pounce on weak prey. And niggas was just like, oh, you know, they seen who this was. Everybody, we about to get this girl. But, you know, luckily, one of the bouncers at the club recognized who she was and kind of like escorted her across the street, made sure she got where she had to go because she was about to get raped that night. I don't know if I told the story before, but, you know, it was about to go down.
So he escorted her across the street, but Starkeisha from down the block, she's getting ravaged.
Yeah, she's getting ravaged. You know, ain't nothing you can do about that.
That's fucked up. Bouncers, I need y'all to equal the playing field. And if you're going to let Starkeisha come out and get fucked up, Megan Good should be able to come out and face the same consequences. Damn it. It's not right. But, you know, allegedly she gets down like that. So somebody might have that tape, GQ. You might just need to send an email to the right person.
Apparently, Bomani has a tape. I've heard him talk about this Megan Good story that I have not heard, but I want to hear it. But maybe he has a link.
So Bomani's got a story about Megan Good?
Yeah, man. Like I was listening to the Ethan Jones. He's like, yeah, I got that Megan Good story, but I'll save it. And he never told it.
And we might have to go ahead and tweet that shit out, Bo. Get you on the motherfucking Frocast. We done talked about your ass enough on here. I need to hear what you know, nigga. You need to share that shit. Some more music information. 50 Cent is continuing his philanthropy and goodwill efforts. Apparently, he's paying for the investigation into Chris Lighty's death. You know, allegedly, Chris Lighty committed suicide. Everybody around him is already saying that they don't think that's what went down. Somebody think it's some foul play. And 50 Cent is going to bankroll the investigation. Do y'all think things will turn out different? You think it'll come around and not be a suicide? Or you think this is just some shit that 50's doing for something to do?
I mean, he must keep his name in the news, man, because sound like a suicide to me. I mean, all things are pointing towards suicide. And, you know, just, you know, I mean, it happens. I mean, Chris Lighty death, I mean, you know, anytime suicide, it don't sit well with me. So I don't even like talking about it because, you know, I get insensitive about this. So I'm just going to hold my comments.
You get insensitive, like you think it's the cheap way out kind of thing?
It's the most selfish way out, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't do nothing but cause problems, you know what I'm saying? Because one, you know, you just take yourself out, and now you're leaving everybody else, you know, like they grieving over you. Then, you know, on some real shit, I can't collect insurance money off you because you killed yourself. Like, what the fuck? So now I'm grieving, and I don't get nothing off your debt. Like, at least you would have died in a car accident or something. You know, I might get some money out, and they're going to honor my insurance policy. But now they ain't honoring shit. And so I'm out of money, out of a kid, you know, shit all fucked up. And it's just selfish, you know, it's real selfish, you know.
I hear you. I can't even argue with that shit. For everything I saw, it looked like it was a suicide, too. And it always seems like the people that, you know, end up dead, ruled by suicide, no one ever believes it's a suicide.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe anybody would kill themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? I feel like shit ain't that bad that I feel like I dead myself. I mean, everybody had a little thought like, well, you know, but I mean, you know, but to really go out, no, hell no. Fuck that. Nah, I'm sorry.
I just couldn't do it. I've had several bad times where I thought, you know what, man, let me just end it. But I don't have the heart to kill myself, nigga. There's no way. Like, how? I don't even know how I would do it. I definitely ain't using a knife. Stab myself and bleed out, so that's not gonna work. Hanging, and I've actually seen someone hang themselves on the internet. Internet is the best and worst place in the fucking world. But I saw somebody hang themselves. There's no way I'm doing that shit. Shooting, nigga, I've never shot a gun, so I'm probably fucking around trying to shoot myself and put a hole in the drywall or some shit. I don't even know how that works, and I don't own a gun. So I couldn't see doing it. And taking a bunch of pills, that just don't seem like the way to go. That seems like you'll wake up in the hospital with that pump in your stomach and you'll be in a world of pain and achieve nothing.
And you're trying to
go out like a punk. Yeah, you went out like a punk, so now you got to shit in the bag the rest of your life. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Which is probably why I'm still here. Because otherwise, hey, when I was in Atlanta, nigga, I had some rough days. I'd have been like, shit, I got to go. I can't imagine that shit. Hopefully they get this shit figured out and you know, the family finds peace with this whole situation. let's move the fuck on to some other stupid ass news. And I put this on here specifically for you, G. Mother steals $6,200 worth of baby formula from a Louisville Kroger. Do you know her? I got to ask you that before I even get started. Do you know her, GQ?
Nah, man. Louisville's not that small. It can feel kind of small, but, man, we got almost 800,000 people here. So I don't know her, but I do know this Kroger she's talking about. I'm reading.
You know her, man. You know her, dog.
I'm looking here. She owned the nice part of Louisville. She out in Hubbard's Lane. That's Westport Road. That's the nice part of Louisville.
That's where you go steal it. You go steal in the good areas because they lax on security. Yeah.
Ruby S.
Not that I know about stealing and all that, but you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you know, Jeremy. You're such an upstanding citizen.
I am.
Who watches HBO and Showtime shows without the subscription. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, man, look. So what? I'm looking through somebody's window. Who cares?
But allegedly, this 18-year-old, and she black.
Of course.
She black.
Baby formula?
Baby formula.
Everybody know white women breastfeed? Get the fuck out of here.
Black women don't breastfeed now?
Hell no. Nigga, no what? Hey, we the only reason why Infamil is still in business. What? The only reason.
Jerv, stay fucking up with the black women, don't he? He talked about that.
I love my black women.
He talked about the breastfeeding. Goddamn, Jerm. But yeah, allegedly, she put 41 cans of baby formula into one of them big-ass blue tablets, the big-ass blue tubs, like on Breaking Bad when they try to kill the body. And she tried to walk out the store without paying. Apparently, this has worked before because she did it two other times. She got $1,000 worth some other time, $1,200 worth another time. And before, she got $4,000 worth in August. Yeah.
Work.
Yeah, she got that work for real. And they say when they caught her this time, allegedly, first of all, how did you know about the other three times? And then this time you decided to catch her. Like the 4,000 one should have been the big payoff. But apparently this time when they caught her, they said that she didn't have a wallet or ID. She had no way to pay for it. No shit. She's $1,000. Look, man, $1,000 worth of formula. You think she just had that in her wallet? That ain't no fucking EBT card either. So why would she have ID? She was coming to steal. She should have gave a fake name. That's what she should have said. She should have said, "I'm Swiss Beats."
Another charge. That's another charge, son. You don't want to keep coming. You don't keep adding on to the fire.
And she kept going. Well, I mean, at this point, you're going. So I mean, what the fuck you got to lose? You already going, nigga. I'd have been somebody. I would have been Mama Jones. I'd have been Mama Jones, and this is for Jim and Chrissy. Lock me the fuck up on that shit. There's no way. $6,200 worth of formula? How much? Jim, you got kids. How much formula is that?
A can that might last you 2 weeks might cost, let's see. Hey, you know, my babies ain't been on formula in a minute. Let me look. Infamil.
This is crazy shit.
A can that lasts, a 19-ounce can costs $36.
Wait, and what?
Yeah, a 19-ounce, a powder, you know what I'm saying? It's powdered, like you put maybe two scoops in an 8-ounce bottle and add water to the rest. But yeah, it's like $36 for one can of that shit. Like, you know, yeah, that shit expensive. Like, oh, don't get it twisted.
Shit, I might need to get into that. Bitch.
Yeah, because, I mean, we had a store down here that sells everything, like, single. Like, he don't give a shit, like. You want one diaper, you go in there and buy one Pamper. You know what I'm saying? You go in there and buy, like, I'm serious. Like, I mean, Infamil, like, he will sell you Infamil by the bottle. Like, you can get, like, enough to make a bottle. Like, you just need enough, and he'll sell you a little bit just to make a bottle. Like, I told you, man, anything, it don't matter. Single, and he'll bust over anything. Like,
this can't be life, man.
I'm serious, like, man, if he got a pack of socks and you just need one pair, he can sell you one pair of socks. Like, anything, everything is for sale. Like, nothing is, like, it's not out of question. Like, you know.
God damn.
Yeah, mama, your people are hurting.
Yeah. They got to get every dime they can get.
God damn. $36, though.
$30, yeah, that shit expensive, boy.
Can you order that shit on eBay?
And that, why you think so many people lie about getting WIC and shit? That's how you get that free. You get free information. Like, when you go to the grocery store, you see that woman, like, with, and she had, like, 12 and 14, 15 cans of WIC. Man, please, that woman saving money. Man, they, man, I'm telling you, that shit expensive, boy. Hey, man, that's why it's cheaper, too. I mean, breastfeeding, it's like, it's, you got to be patient, because women body's just not pumping out milk like, you know, niggas think it is. It ain't like that, man. Like, if she ain't feeling right, man, she ain't going to produce no milk that day. Then you got a screaming baby. Because we tried that breastfeeding the first couple of days, and I was like, man, my son was like, hey, I ain't having this shit. Like, hey, you don't have to feed me. Fuck this. And so, you know, we went the infamil route. Like, fuck it. You know?
Yeah, God, we don't, damn.
Yeah, expensive, dog.
I need to figure, we need to figure out a way to get some of this shit wholesale and start slanging this shit on the corners. $36 a bottle, a can, nigga?
That's more than crack, man.
That's what I'm saying. Those prices, dog.
Yeah.
We missing out. We need to come up with Nappy Afro Infamil. Nappy Afro Breast Milks. Coming soon to the store around the corner.
Yeah.
Blood streets.
Yeah, that shit's happening. So, yeah, good luck with her ass. Ruby. Now, she's 18. She's apparently got kids. Are they going to lock her up for this shit?
You better. That's and grand theft. The system? Yeah, you better stay with mama now.
Yeah, well, yeah, she probably stayed with her mama too.
She lucky she ain't on, she wasn't at the Kroger's on Broadway in 26. They would have shot her.
She got shot up with some goddamn infamil.
She had to steal like a whole pallet of that shit or something, boy. Cause
she just stole $6,000.
Damn, that's like I said, that's like a whole pallet. Like she must work in receiving or had somebody hook up back there. Cause what was you carrying the shot? I mean, I've seen some women steal some stuff. And I've been amazed, like, wow, how did she do that? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm seeing talking purses and purses. I mean, it just be amazing. Women can steal. I done seen some boosters in my life. And they're way better than niggas. Niggas can't steal like women, boy. Women, they great. Great.
You know, one of my damn jobs, since we're talking about stealing, I worked at Shoe Carnival. Y'all heard me talk about this before. And when we didn't have LP, loss prevention, we didn't have security, I kind of had to be security dude. Mm-hmm. So I would literally sit up in the tower and watch. And if you ever seen a motherfucker steal some shit, when they don't know what they're doing, it's the most hilarious shit ever.
Now, yeah.
It's a shoe store. So by habit, since I work in the front of the store, when I see people come in, I look at their shoes. So you see the motherfucker come in with like some old dirty ass Reebok and some shit. They were supposed to be white, but they're like this brown color. And then they walking around the store. Next time you see them, they got on some black Nikes. You're just like, okay. So the first thing you're thinking is, all right, this motherfucker's testing the shoes out. Because that's what they encourage you to do. Because once you walk outside on the pavement, we're not taking that shit back. This motherfucker will take their old shoes, put it in the box, put it back in the wall, walk around with the new shoes on, and then just try and walk out the front door. This is regular shit. But I've seen women take the shoes with the box and put that motherfucker up under a dress or try and sneak the whole damn box in their purse. So, yeah, Jeremy, you're right. Women go the fuck in when they try and steal. And this broad apparently was just putting the shit, putting the cans in one of those big-ass plastic tubs. And I guess you're just pushing the whole cart outside and they didn't catch her?
Damn.
We might need to check out this Kroger.
Yeah, I mean, shit. They lax like that. You got my over walking around with thousands of dollars of merchandise out there. Hey, it might be worth a ride up though to the old Kentucky.
Yeah. You got to check that shit out and get some of this bacon before we get this bacon shortage.
Oh, yes. Bacon shortage. What are we going to do? What happened?
I keep hearing conflicting stories. Is it here or is it in Europe?
It's Europe. I don't know why. Like, is it going to be less pigs or something or what?
It's basically, there was a drought that killed a lot of the crops that the pigs eat, and because of that, there's less pigs. There's no pigs. That's what they're saying. Now, I guess this is for motherfuckers, because pigs ain't eating plants like that anyway, unless they're fed in some kind of big-ass camp. You know, I'm half a hippie, so never mind what I'm saying right now, but I guess if you over there and you're buying all your bacon from the grocery store, you got a problem. I don't buy my bacon from the grocery store, so I'm not concerned. I go to the farm and get my shit.
They say world bacon shortage. Not Europe. World. I think we live in the world.
So yeah, that's what I said. I've seen conflicting stories, so I don't know if it's Europe or if it's here, but you're saying it's the world now.
They're saying this shit unavoidable. And niggas gonna die if we don't have no bacon, man. It's gonna be bad. I ain't bullshitting. Like, fuck out of here, man. Like, I don't eat turkey bacon. I don't eat beef bacon. Like, even when I stopped eating pork, I was like, I was not stop eating bacon and sausage. Like, I'm still gonna eat sausage and bacon. Them the only pork products I eat. But other than that, man, no, man. Oh, my God.
And when I did buy bacon from the grocery store, I remember the last time I walked in the store and bought some bacon. I lived in Arizona, so this was at least 4 years ago, 5 years ago. The pack I bought then. Now, when I was a bachelor in St. Louis, I could get a whole pack of bacon, and it was like $3. It wasn't shit. When I bought that pack in Arizona, it was fucking $9. So I can only imagine how much this shit gonna cost with a bacon shortage. Bacon gonna cost like $30. Bacon gonna cost like Infamil. If you go to the store and get a can of Infamil and a slab of bacon, you're gonna be out $65.
Mm-hmm.
Obama, you gotta stop this shit.
I'm just saying, but right now they're just saying it's Great Britain that's in trouble right now because they're the ones that had the problem. But I'm sure you start loaning people bacon and then, you know, hey, I mean, hey, it all started 2008, man. I mean, look, the world coming to an end. We slowly losing fucking bacon. We losing money. I mean, niggas gonna be smuggling bacon now. Niggas gonna be holding on to bacon like, hey, you gonna have bitches sucking dick for bacon soon, man. It's gonna be ridiculous. It's gonna be a motherfucking, it's gonna be crazy. You gonna be like, yo, hey, bacon though. And, hey, oh, this nigga got sizzling trying to play me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be going down like that. Nah, bitch, I got that thick cut pepper shit. Oh, might get your asshole ate too. You know how I feel. Like, hey. So people, we need to get it together.
Oh, shit.
It's bacon.
Oh, my God. This is saying. They're going to be sucking dick for bacon.
It's all right. Listen.
Hey, bitches are sucking dick for less nowadays. So.
Bacon, like, this thing of a motherfucker ain't had no bacon in a while. They're going to lose their mind, man. Like, when they get that smell, like, the smell of bacon. Hey. It just, like, man, oh, man. I used to love when I worked at Sam's Club and the demo lady was there was demoing bacon. Oh, my God. It just had a smell. Oh, shit, boy.
I'm a bacon fiend, too. And I know the last time I went to, we went out to IHOP. And, you know, IHOP is one of the worst places. If you like bacon, because that, first of all, that shit is like paper. But second of all, they don't give ample bacon to none of their dishes. So you get like 9 pancakes, 35 eggs, and then they give you 2 strips of bacon.
Two thin ass strips of bacon. And please, like I tell them, I don't want my shit crispy. I want my shit kind of, you know, I don't like crispy bacon. Unless you give me a lot of that shit, I don't want it crispy. Like, go to Corral Breakfast. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to go there this weekend.
It's good ass bacon.
Man, it's all you can eat. So
yeah, but they also got that. I don't know if they have it there, but here they got the fucking chocolate Wonderfall and cotton candy and shit.
I'm not a fucking kid. They don't do that for me. Hey, I'm going for the meats.
It just sounds like the worst place ever. I've never been to Golden Corral.
Golden Corral is great. Don't fall for the bullshit that these people are trying to make it seem like. Like, for instance, that chocolate waterfall, they got certain shit that you can put. It ain't like you walk up there with a chicken leg. And say, you can't do that. They got strawberry. They got the shit over there for that. Like, you can't. They'll let you know. Like, you can only put the chocolate on. Whatever food they got right there by the, that's all you can put.
But it's open there with air. Like, is this motherfucker just open? It's like open?
No, it's like in a covered thing. We can't, you know, man, come on, man. This is America, man. We got food, but we got airborne ear illnesses and shit. You can't have just a chocolate fountain just like, no, it's not like that. It's covered like, it's like, you know, it's like a fondue pot, man. It's like, it's covered in, it's warm chocolate. So, you know, it's above the temperature. Where
it's safe.
Yes, it's safe. It's not like you got food chunks like, oh, chicken, pot roast fit. No, man, no.
So, and then but can I put my bacon in the chocolate Wonderfall?
No, you cannot.
Well, that's
you
can get, bullshit. I ain't going.
You can get some chocolate and then put it on your bacon, but you're not going to just drop your chocolate in there. And chocolate-covered bacon is good as fuck, too. Just want everybody.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I ain't going, man. How much is a plate at this bitch?
It's all you can eat. It's $9.99. All you can eat.
Yeah, but see,
Yeah. Look, they had the worst commercial ever. It's like all for around $10. Like, god damn, I can't budget that. Like, all for around, are we talking low $10, high $10? Like,
$9.99. That's how they, I see the commercial, like, they bullshit. Why don't you just tell people it's $9.99? Like, around $10. What's around $10?
Yeah, I'm not good at buffets anyway. I'm a big dude, but I do not eat like a big dude. So I go up in that bitch and get one plate and I'm done.
But see, but I like buffets because it give me variety. Like, if I buy one plate, I'm locked into that. You know,
This is true.
I might get a little salad. Oh, I just want a little piece of that. But, you know, if I get one plate, I feel like I'm, you know, but variety. Because I might just be some days, like, 9 times out of 10, I don't get my fill. But that 1 time out of 10, did I get my fill? I get my money worth? Like, it depends. I spent $10, I got to get at least 2, maybe 3 plates. You know what I'm saying? Just to get my.
Shout out to the China buffet, nigga. I need to go there this weekend, too.
Oh, we got this Chinese buffet down here. It's only on Sundays from like 11 to 3. It's called it's all right. This is the best Chinese food I ever ate in my life.
But like, it's only open one day a week?
No, I mean, you can go get Chinese food every day, but they only had a buffet one day out of the week.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's $15 now, including a drink. $12.95 plus drink, about $15.
Shit.
But I'd be damned, this ain't the best Chinese food I ever ate in my life. Like, that motherfucker, that chicken, man, they got them crab ragoons. Them motherfuckers so damn good. Oh, my God. But yeah, I'm sorry. On a food tangent again. I know Beezy just turned the show off.
Right. Beezy hates eating.
No. Just everybody know, for Beezy, just cut the show off. Because we talk about bacon and food for about 10 minutes.
Let's keep it all the way funky. People have asked, why haven't we seen B-Eazy? Where is B-Eazy? Why is he not, you know, fucking with the site? Why ain't he on the Frocast? This is why B-Eazy's not on the Frocast. I'm going to tell it, Germ. The reason why we haven't heard from B-Eazy is because he said that once I put the 5 stars on Nas, I killed the site.
Yep.
He said that once he saw the 5-star rating, that was the one thing he said when he started the site, is that once we got a 5-star rating, the site was over. And so I fucked up the site by giving Nas a 5-star. You'll never hear B-Eazy on another Frocast. He'll probably never post again, and that's why. So I fucked it up for everybody. Yep. Sorry.
Do you know that he got kicked out of the Jay-Z fan club because of that shit?
Shit's over. This shit is over.
He lost his badge. It's like somebody came down, took his S. Dot Carter badge off his man. Yeah, it was sad, man.
Even worse is because he's, you know, he's the front man for the site. Them niggas talking about taking his last name.
Yeah, so we about to get the Carter back, nigga. He like, what?
Take the Carter back. So, yeah, I fucked it up, you know. If you want B-Eazy back, leave your comments below, man. You know, start a fundraiser or something. But he's not coming back. You know, B-Eazy got beef with me for putting up the Nas review. So, that's what the fuck happened.
No more certified bangers?
What's that?
No more certified bangers now?
You know what? First week without a certified banger. We didn't have a certified banger the other day. So, I told you, man, he gone. My nigga gone. Damn. My nigga dead.
So, I mean, one or two things can happen. We either can campaign for B's to get back or campaign for get that 5-star off. People, it's up to you.
I don't think they're taking a 5-star back, man. Niggas breathed a sigh of relief when they saw that shit. They was like, damn, about time.
What took y'all so long to get a 5-star album? Like, sorry.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry for having standards and shit. Yeah. Shout out to that last review. That nigga got lit up. I knew when I posted that shit up for him, for Nate, I knew it was going to go bad. When I saw 3 skips and then nigga put a 4, I was like, this is not going to go good. This is not going to be good. And them niggas like, yo, you don't even like 3 songs? What the fuck? There's only 12 songs and you only like 4? So how the fuck is this? They was going the fuck in immediately. Like, that review came up at 12:01. By 12:02, we had 3 comments. They was not happy. But, you know, say something to B-Eazy. Send a reply. Send us your sound bite. We might even have that. We might have a comeback B-Eazy episode next episode. You guys record yourself saying something nice to B-Eazy and send it in. And we're going to start playing this shit to try and get B-Eazy back on the Frocast, man, and on Nappy Afro. Because he don't fuck with us no more. And it's my fault.
Make a montage.
Yeah, we're gonna hook up a montage of y'all saying nice things about B-Eazy to get him back on the show. Because, you know, hey, he don't want to fuck with us no more. And it's all because of the 5 stars.
We have I Always Love Big Papa playing in the background.
Save, you know what? It's going to be a fundraiser. Next episode, episode 48, is the Save BEZ's last name episode. We got to save We got to save the Carter. Next episode, we're doing a fun. It's going to be a telethon.
Yeah.
Save the Carter. You ain't got to give us no donations of money. I mean, you can. Those are always welcome.
Always.
Always welcome. But, you know, send in your well wishes. Send us some. Record yourself. I know you got your goddamn microphone and you got some recording software. Record yourself saying some kind words to be easy.
Yeah. Add him on Twitter if you don't have any of that, sir. It's something.
Yeah.
Word to get. You know, I would put his email out there, but I don't want to do that. So just add him on Twitter at Nappy Afro on Twitter, and you know, we'll make sure he gets word. You know,
because he's not gonna check his email anyway. He don't fuck with us.
Yeah.
You know, at least by Twitter we can send him that shit. He don't have a Facebook, so you know, leave us the voicemails and all that kind of shit. Send us that shit to our inbox, and we gonna save the Carter. Episode 48 is Save the Carter. That's all it's about. But we kind of went off on a tangent. And that's what happens when you talk about bacon. It elicits different responses from people. So we're going to move the fuck on. We have one more thing to talk about before we get to the questions from the nations and real nigga quotes and all that shit. Is that apparently the public school system, and I said that for a reason, is planning to pass out Plan B pills at school in New York City. Do y'all have a problem with a school nurse handing your daughter or your sister or your cousin in Germ's case some Plan B pills without the parents' consent? Is that okay with y'all?
I, as somebody who went to school for education and who went for high school teaching, I'm all for it, because in Kentucky we are we can't say anything about like sexual ed, and I had some of the most ignorant kids ever.
Wait, what? Wait, you can't say, like, there's no sex ed in school anymore?
No.
What?
You can't say.
Sorry. Like, hey, come, this not 1965 anymore, man.
Nigga, I don't have kids.
You, hey, did they teach you sex ed in school?
Yes.
That was like the last year then.
That was the last year. Well, I went to a private school, so my situation may be different.
Hey.
No, you can't say nothing. You just got to say, you just got to pray for them. Like,
Wow. So on top of, and I'm trying not to get my Black Panther on. So on top of closing half of our schools and making the class sizes bigger and taking away the art programs, a lot of the after school programs, they give them no sex ed and they wonder why these motherfuckers are having more kids.
It's all right. Like, I had 15-year-old girls. When the whole Sandra Fluke thing, the Rush Limbaugh, she's a slut, came out, I'm a host studies teacher by trade. I tried to explain that to them and get them to care. It was like, I don't care. I'm like, wow. Like, you gonna care when your boyfriend be like, hey, what's going on? And then you understand, like, man, my son is like three times bigger. Like, what the fuck? Like, they don't know. Like, it was sad.
I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know. You know, hey. I'm not plugged into a lot of shit, so I honestly didn't know that they weren't even teaching that shit in class no more.
Nah, man. Can't do nothing. They, I mean, they changed the curriculum up so much, man. Like, you don't hear about Christopher Columbus. like, the shit that we learned, like, they would never teach these kids this shit. Like, you know, they don't teach cursive anymore.
Hey, else? Pluto is still a planet. I don't give a fuck what they're talking about.
Pluto's not a planet.
Yes, it is.
No. See, that's your 1965 education showing, sir.
Pluto's a planet, goddammit. What changed? They just decided it wasn't a planet?
See, you know, you had a class called arithmetic when you went to school. Ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Bitch. Nigga, you was in the same class.
Man, you your book bag was a belt strap that had three books in it.
Hey, look, and for as much shit as Jerv talks, this nigga's the same age as me.
I'm a year younger.
One year. So if I had a leather strap with three books, this nigga had a leather strap with two. It's the same shit. It's the same shit.
I'm sorry, your whole classroom, everybody in the same grade with one class.
Hey, man, fuck you, man. God, but you got a daughter. How would you feel about her coming home with the Plan B pill from the teacher?
I mean, I hope. Hopefully, she came made it home with it. I feel a lot better. Well, your Plan B pill that they emailed me about that they were sending home with the school. Oh, you already took it. Oh shit, we got a problem. So, you know, but not. But, I mean, hey, well, one thing, I like I said, I'm going to be one of those parents that keep it real with my kids. I ain't going to say we're going to be buddy-buddy or nothing, but I ain't going to sit there and feed them the bullshit. I'm going to let them know, hey, little girl, you go out there start fucking, you're going to get pregnant, and you know, then daddy ain't going to fuck with you no more. So I just want to let you know. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, kind of want her to understand that, you know, you don't go out there be no fucking floozy, but, I mean... I explained to her what to peel for, and you know, I mean, hopefully she's at least in high school. I hope these were high schoolers, right?
Yeah, it's high school.
Okay, yeah. But damn, yeah, I think you don't have to be at least 18 to get one of the pills or something.
Hey, allegedly what they're saying is that they sent out literature to the parents, and okay, if you don't want your kid to get it, you can opt out of the program. So I guess they keep a list.
Oh, okay.
Kids that won't be able to get the pill. But then they'll just send Starkeisha's freaky ass to go get it for them. So I don't understand how this works.
But that's kind of like that little fluoride we used to have to take in school. Like, they used to come by with the little pump shit and make you do the swish or whatever they used to call it. And
now they just said, fuck it, they just added it to the water anyway.
Yeah, they're like, they stopped. Why send something home? We just threw it in the water. I remember it was like a couple of kids that, oh no, my parents don't want me doing it. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, everybody else. You know what I'm saying? That shit was nasty as fuck. You said they had to switch that in your mouth for about 5 minutes, boy. I mean, your jaws be hurting. Pause. And I mean, that shit was like, that shit was terrible, man. But yeah, swish.
It's goddamn shame, man.
I've never had a cavity. So, I mean,
apparently it worked.
Yeah, exactly. These little kids, these days walk around mouths looking like Birdmans. You know, 8 years old. You're like, damn, man, you got all them goat. Nah, my teeth, they just fucked up. Damn.
That's just sad. That's a goddamn shame, man. I don't know. I guess I feel good that they're trying to do something about it. At the same time, I almost feel like the government is sanctioning death, sanctioning gentrification, sanctioning, you know what I mean? It just feels like the government is doing enough. They're doing just enough to fuck with black folks to keep us down.
It ain't black folks now, man. Y'all understand, man. The Latino population is on the rise. Y'all don't understand how these people are multiplying like rabbits.
They got to live in Texas.
Well, hell. You at the screen door, so you see all them roaches. You see all them.
Damn.
And when I said roaches, I wasn't talking about my Latino people. We cool. I just meant like I was using it as what's that thing called?
An analogy.
Analogy, yeah. Yeah, so you know, it's like, I ain't never met somebody from, I don't give a fuck what, where you at. I mean, y'all got a lot of Mexicans there? Yes. And it's just like, I mean, you could be from some little podunk town in North Bumblefuck, wherever, and hey, we got a Mexican problem. And it's like, they find every town, hey, the Mexicans are the trillest niggas living, man. That's why I was like, hey, if I could be born again, I want to be a Mexican. You know, hey, that black shit, like, I could act black. I could be another race and act black. You know what I'm saying? But Mexican and acting black, oh, I'll be straight then. That's what I want. You know what I'm saying? Just to be real with you.
This nigga germ, dog.
Yeah. I can't. If I could choose my own, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll be Mexican, you know. Hey, man. Shouts out to my homeboy.
Like Tiger?
Nah, never that. Never that. Never that. All right.
Go ahead, man. You about to give a shout out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the homie Elroy Julius on Twitter. He's on his way to Amsterdam and Germany. And I mean, who goes these places in the middle of the week? I don't know. But, hey, give me a job, my nigga. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's just one to that shout out.
Oh, that's what's up. Hey, before we move on to the show, we saw your post up about the headphones, man. You digging those headphones?
Oh, I got them on right now, man. You know, I'm doing the forecast with them on now, you know, to see, you know, quality, you know, they sound real good, you know.
So now, but you're using the headphones to hear, but you're not, they don't have a mic on them, do they?
Oh, no microphone.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
just using them to hear, and I mean, it's definitely a difference, man, you know.
Is there any more word on, you know, us possibly getting this contest started?
Well, hopefully they like the review that I put up, and if so, if they send us, if I have to give these up for the contest, I will, but they were supposed to send another pair for the contest giveaway, and so if that's the case, then, you know, y'all will get an unused pair in the contest and not a used pair with King Germ ear sweat on it, so, you know, I mean, everybody ears sweat, right? I mean,
yeah, but what would it, I mean, I don't want to buy this shit with ear sweat. Like, there's certain things you don't buy used.
If my name was Muhammad Ali and I just got through fighting, you'd be like, "Oh, Muhammad, let me get these shorts with my nut stains in them," you would have no problem with it. But because it's King German ear sweat, you got a problem. All right, be that way then, it's all right. Because
I could sell those nut stained shorts to somebody else and make more money. I could flip that.
These ear sweated Dr. J headphones. King Germ had these on, man.
Nigga, have you heard the shit you said on the Frocast? Your ear sweat ain't worth shit. You done shit on the black women. You done shit on the Mexicans. You done shit on everybody.
Man, come on, man. Y'all stop saying I shit on the women, man. I love y'all women, man.
You shit on the black women on this episode.
No, I didn't. I didn't say nothing about black women in this episode.
Black women don't breastfeed.
That's the truth. I mean, come on.
There's an entire community of black women that are for breastfeeding that want that shit on TV. Them niggas, do you know that they were sitting on pins and needles waiting for Beyonce to breastfeed on TV? There's real shit. There's a community out there for that shit. You know I'm half a hippie, so I know about this bullshit.
No way. And Beyonce paid a lady to let her to get them titties sucked on. She was like, hey, I mean, breast milk is breast milk, right? She got a lady with some nice milkable breasts and saying that's where Blue Ivy eats from. I mean, come on, man. You know, shit, Blue Ivy ain't sucking on them titties now. Come on. Now. The question, she looked at her the first day like, you're not getting none of these titties. You know what I'm saying? She probably on that formula. Or they get kind of imported. They probably got a 9 month supply of milk, titty milk from somewhere. You know, Jay-Z got connects like that, so you know.
Of course, the Illuminati. They probably had when she got pregnant, allegedly, because I still don't know that she had the baby. When she got pregnant, they probably had women lined up to be milked for that baby. It's probably the finest Cambodian breast milk.
God damn, you stole my joke.
That's exactly what it is. It's the finest Cambodian breast milk.
I don't think I want no breast milk from Cambodia, just to be real. But go ahead.
You shitting on Cambodians now?
And I just said Cambodian breast milk. I mean, come on, man. I mean, when I think of breast milk, Cambodia's just not on my list. I'm sorry.
What do you think? There's something wrong with women in Cambodia? You think their breast milk is weird?
It's all right. Listen, you keep throwing, you keep leading. Like I'm not saying nothing, man. See, it's all right. Paint me as a bad guy, people. I'm not a bad guy.
I ain't paint shit. I ain't got the brush, nigga. That's you.
It's all right. Edit it this way. Edit it this way. Yeah.
Just like I ain't editing out that shit you said about your cousin earlier, nigga.
Yeah. See, like I said,
I ain't editing that out. But anyway, let's move on, man. We got some good questions this week. Questions from the nation. We'll just call this motherfucker Mike. When y'all send in questions, either send us your Twitter handle or send us a name that we can call you, because when your email is like 456 the quick way or some shit like that, I don't know how you want us to call you. So we'll just call this nigga Mike. And what he says is he's a big fan of the Fro. He's been meaning to submit questions for the Frocast, but he's a lazy motherfucker. Anyway, here's a question I have for the Frocast. On the last Frocast, y'all had a question whether you think there's a cutoff age for rappers. My question is similar in that I'd like to know what is it about hip-hop that y'all think it keeps it from aging well. He goes on to explain that, but I mean, that question pretty much makes sense. And he's saying that how other artists' fan base are allowed to mature and grow and all this shit. But hip-hop, like I was telling Germ, for some reason we just want them motherfuckers to stay the same and not mature. What do y'all think that is about hip-hop?
Go ahead, G. I'll let you lead off.
I think it's the way we market it. When you look at hip-hop, it's constantly marketed towards a younger generation. It's supposed to be hip, supposed to be cool. So it's really hard for people to, you know, to connect to that once you get past a certain point. And I don't think we allow it to mature. You know, I feel like snapbacks and tattoos is the hottest thing out right now. So if you're not in that demographic, and if you are that demographic, you probably don't have a lot of disposable income. You're not buying albums. You're buying iTunes. You buying singles. So yeah. I feel like our music is not formulated really for LPs and CDs, and it's just for a hot song, whatever, whoever's hot right now. So
makes sense. Jern?
It's called hip hop. Shit ain't hip. The shit ain't hopping. Hip hop is all about who's the coolest, who the freshest at this time. It's always been that way. once you're not cool and, you know, get the fuck out the way. I mean, you go over there and make music for those 2,000-3,000 people who want to listen to you. But don't make music for the masses want to hear what's current, what's hot right now. We don't give a fuck about KRS. Nobody give a fuck about KRS no more. Nobody give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I rather, you know, it's just like, that's the thing. Hip-hop is hip. You got to be at the moment hot. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, and that's how it is. I mean, y'all motherfuckers want to change that. Y'all want to see motherfucking the UTFO and the Furious Five and Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel. I don't want to see them old-ass niggas on stage. I mean, one night maybe, but I don't want to hear your music no more, and you got to do all your old shit. Don't you do nothing new. You do something new, nigga. I'm pulling the plug, nigga. I'm like, what? You trying to sneak a new song in there? Like, KRS-One, get up there. You got on some Love's Gonna Get You. All right, Bridges Over, all that shit. But you come in with some new shit, 2012, blah, blah, pulling your plug, nigga. Like, you can't say nothing new.
But I think that's the reason for the question. Like, what is it that makes KRS-One not hot now? If it's about lyrics.
It's not with the time. Because he's like, you got to be with the times. Like, Dougie Fresh, for instance, he's timeless. You know why? He knows what Dougie Fresh ain't made a new song since like 88. You know what I'm saying? But he's still the man. Dougie Fresh get up there, do his little thing, the same look. Hey, Dougie Fresh, I will always fuck with. He'll get up there, make a little freestyle, sound like he rapping old school. Where's Dougie Fresh? In the place to be. I mean, come on, man. Dougie Fresh. And like I said, he don't try to be like, he ain't trying to look cool. That's another thing where the old niggas mess up. Don't try to dress like these young niggas, man. I mean, like, if you either cool or you ain't, man. That's why I give Jay-Z props for that. He kind of stayed cool, even though he old as fuck. Like, he had that place now. Like, these new niggas, they about to push Jay-Z out of the game. Watch what's going to happen. Jay-Z about to get pushed out because niggas don't respect them like the other generation before them. These Tyler Creator-ass niggas, they don't respect Hov. They're like, fuck that nigga.
Like I said before on the forecast, I think the biggest problem with hip-hop is that there was no changing of the guard. There was no handoff from the old guard to the new guard. And a lot of reasons that you see these young cats that don't have reverence for the older cats is because there was no connection. You know what I'm saying? We grew up listening to a lot of motherfuckers at the same time. The Will Smiths and the Rakims and all these motherfuckers were basically the same 10 to 20 year time period. And they were all together. But at a certain point, it stopped being about that shit. And the new rappers started coming up, and they didn't give a fuck about them old niggas because them old niggas weren't trying to help them in the game. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the biggest reason, that there's no connection between the two. So like Germ said, if you're not hip anymore or you're not cool, it's because there's no tie-in to the current generation. So people don't give a fuck. Also, it works for rock and roll and a lot of these other genres because they're older. Hip-hop is still young. It's still itself as a movement, as a culture, it's still relatively young. Hip hop is probably the youngest still a surviving music genre, you know, compared to jazz and rock and roll and country and blues and all this other shit. It ain't been around long. So we got to give it time. I do think that what Blue said also makes a lot of sense too, is that these niggas are not creating music that lasts past 5 years. Yeah. If you go and listen to some shit that came out, we're in 2012, so some shit that came out 2007, shit, look at our reviews. A lot of that shit that we reviewed, we probably never played again from that year, from 2007, because it's not made, it's not built for that shit. But I could put in, like I said, a Will Smith, I could listen to that shit now, and it still rolls, because I think it was just better music. So, yeah, I think that's basically, you know, I think everybody has kind of said the different issues. You got shittier quality. You got motherfuckers that we're talking about a hip hop movement. It's still a young, energetic movement. And I think also it's just not tied to anything anymore.
And I also want to say, too, I think, like I said, if we're talking to young people, you can't tell a lot of young folks too much stuff. I mean, like, the deepest thing you can get with some young folks is YOLO. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you have older fans, you know, you can talk about like some real stuff, like going through a marriage or a divorce. Like, you can't tell no 17-year-old cat that stuff. They don't care. Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, and Germ mentioned that before, is that it's just a microwave society, and I think our kids are a perfect example of that. Their attention spans ain't shit. Attention spans ain't worth a fuck. So you can't, you know, you can't say anything extra deep. You can't start talking about shit, you know, that has any relevancy. It's motherfuckers that was tweeting about September 11th that And it's been, what, 10 years now since that shit happened? It's people out there right now on Twitter that didn't know what September 11th was. They're not plugged in like that. They just don't give a shit. So, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you kids ain't shit. I'm just saying that your priorities are a lot different than the people before you. Jeremy, you was about to say something?
Oh, no. I was agreeing with you. Co-signing.
It's weird. I hope it turns around, because I do think that some of the older artists have a lot more things to add, and I wish that the current artists would stop dumbing shit down to snapbacks and tattoos, because we'll never.
And we have a dumb. All these kids growing up today are dumb. So, I mean, they pander to their audience, man. I mean, let's be honest, man. The kids these days are very. I mean, they don't have a value on anything. They don't care about life. You know, they don't give a shit. They act like, you know, hey, you know, it's like they. I don't know.
But isn't that our fault as the older people? Like, if we're closing schools and we're making class sizes smaller, we're taking sex education out, and we're taking away art programs, we're taking away after-school programs, motherfuckers are dying in Chicago, and it's not on the news. And the biggest thing that we could talk about right now is a kid being killed wearing a hoodie and some Skittles and acting like it's cool. Like, aren't we kind of promoting that shit and saying it's okay?
Hey, I blame the 30-year-old grandmas.
In a nutshell, yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's the 30-year-old grandmas. I mean, we got kids raising kids that don't, you know, just like, I mean, we're going to have a generational gap that this little, like, the 80s, 90s kids, like, our generation that we fucked up, like, you know, we paying for that now, because we're going to have a bunch of whole sorry-ass tattooed up. It's going to be some sad-looking people when we get old, sorry. Like, it's going to be crazy. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking about this shit, and you said the 30-year-old grandmas. I know a 35-year-old great-grandma.
Told you.
35, great-grandma. When she said it, I was like, wait, what? Like, it didn't even click. I was like, okay, we the same age. That means you have a kid that's old enough to have a kid. What?
Yes.
That's crazy. You're not even over the hill, but you a great-grandma.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Anyway, man, we're not going to make this a political episode. We did that two episodes ago.
No, she old enough to have a kid to have a kid. Wow.
That's what I said. She old enough to have a kid to have a kid.
Okay.
That's crazy as fuck. But it's time for real nigga quotes. Hopefully we answered your question good enough, Mike. It's time for real nigga quotes.
And if we didn't, fuck it.
YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO.
No, I'm not fucking, man. Keep the questions coming in. I think Mike might have just wrote that shit so he can get a shot at them headphones. Yeah. But we're going to go on to real niggas.
So I'm starting to see. I seen a couple of tweets like, hey, them headphones.
Yeah, like, oh. These niggas, for some free shit. They ain't even know what they look like yet.
It's like hey, free. Hey. Negro Diamonds was like, I'm expecting to see a lot of people added to the forums.
Shout out to Negro Diamonds. You ain't going to call him by his old Twitter name no more.
Dando. The Pirate.
Shout out to Negro Diamonds, man. But let's get to the real nigga quotes from my nigga King Germ for episode 47 of the Frocast.
No cup, no canes, no capes. Just gay. No cup, no canes, no capes. Just gay.
Misconception, though. Folk really think I'm stupid, hell. I like that too.
I'm gonna keep it real. Usually I keep it, you know, when you see me in the white tee, it's because, you know, that's just that hood in me. You know what I'm saying? I could have put on the nicest shirt, but fuck it.
Okay, well, the first thing, I don't care about no recognition and all that. I want some money. You know what I'm saying? Keep your recognition. I ain't like all these dudes who are up here tap dancing and bootlegging and square bopping. I'm about the money.
All right, this one is from the boy, the person, 2100 and people. I mean, this is fine with me. I can call you 2100. It's cool. But you know, if you want to make it personal, you can either go anonymous or we can throw your Twitter handle in. I mean, some things you might not want to admit. You know, like if you're a man and you know whatever. But anyway, I'm gonna get to the question. All right, he says, I'm 30 and don't have any close friends. I have one friend I know since junior high, but he lives in another state and married, so we don't kick it like that. starting to feel like I'm starting to feel that I can't make friends because I don't fit in with any crowd. At work, I'm too black to fit in with the white dudes. It's some racist shit I pick up on, and I don't hold my opinions to myself. But at the same time, I feel that I'm too white to fit in with the black crowd. They're always making excuses as to why they can't get ahead. Oh, shit. I see why you don't get ahead. Okay, never mind. I'm just saying. I'm like a man with no country. Is it weird that I'm 30 with no real friends, only associates? If so, what can I do to fit in? King Germ, I know you're a real nigga, so please keep it real with me. All right, you asked for it, so here it goes. You said some things in this little passage that I read that kind of raised my eyebrow. You said you're too white to fit in with the black crowd. And then what you said, the reason why is because they're always making excuses as to why they can't get ahead. See, that lets me know you don't know too many black people, because we always say that shit. That's just like a default excuse for anything, man. You know, you late for work, oh, man, the white man, you know. We listen, that's just a black excuse. So, and then another thing, why don't you have any friends? You only had one real friend since junior high. Like, what has been going on in your life to make you not be friends with people? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sounds like somebody dropped.
I think we might have lost GQ.
Oh, we lost GQ. Hopefully we had him back in. But yeah, I'm wondering what's going on in your life to make it so you don't have any friends. Like, this is odd. Like, I mean, it's not odd. I can see if you're a 30-year-old guy, you say you don't hang with dudes, but not to have any friends, like, I mean, that's sad. Like, something might be wrong. And once you find – listen – this is the internet age, and it's forums and all kind of message boards for people that's like you. Like, I'm sure there's a message board for people that's too white to be black and too black to be white. And, you know, so just look at one of those and, you know, holler at a girl. I don't know what to tell you. I've never been in that situation. So this is not a real nigga question, because a real nigga wouldn't have these problems. A real nigga would never, you know, because I can't relate, so, all right? I'm sorry. I don't know. He got me beat on this one, y'all.
What can I do to fit in? I think a real nigga never asks that question.
This is like a trick question, man. I guess if I would have lost my real nigga thing. So, haha, you thought you was going to get me a 2100?
Yeah, I mean, that we don't worry about fitting in the shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, you over 30. Who gives a shit now? I mean, you need to be trying to get some pussy. Like, I mean, if you, like... I mean, what kind of girls do you like? Fuck being hanging with niggas. I mean, find some chicks, man. Get your dick wet, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
I got to tell you that when I graduated from college, one of the first things that I looked forward to and enjoyed was being able to buy clothes and not give a fuck about what the hot folks was doing.
Exactly.
Like, seriously, about not, you know, you go to the store. You remember you used to go and you'd buy that pair of Nikes because, you know, you knew that they weren't too weird for other people to enjoy in high school. You remember that shit? They weren't too weird for people to, you know, they wouldn't talk about you too much. And you tried to keep up with shit. You know, you bought that expensive-ass Nautica shirt just because everybody was rocking Nautica. Not because you were being a follower, but you could find your own style with Nautica. But you knew you had to be wearing something that was up there. Nautica's polos, Tommy Hilfiger. You had to be wearing that shit to be considered cool then. Once I graduated, and I was like, shit, Walmart got how many shirts for $10?
What?
Let me get that. Payless got how many shoes, buy one, get one free? Let me get those. Like, I literally enjoy not giving a fuck about fitting in. And so you should definitely feel that way. If it's people that you can't fit in with, then you probably just need to stop fucking with them anyway. You need to find your own crowd. And I think we said this before on the Frocast, is that once you get past a certain age, all of your friends are going to be made from work. You don't meet new friends. Like, that shit don't happen. I don't know the last time I met a new motherfucker. So, stop worrying about that shit, man. That's the real nigga advice. Don't worry about that shit. If you don't have friends, like Germ said, there's too many forms and too many other shit for you not to meet some people that have certain interests. So, you know, do better. I think that's the short answer.
Yeah, you
do better, nigga.
Hey, man, this week when you go to work, go out after work. Just get slammed. Don't get too drunk because you don't want to make yourself an asshole. But go out this weekend, have some fun, man. If you're listening, just have a good time. Let the fun come to you. Stop looking for the fun. Let the fun come to you, man.
And let me tell you some shit. If you ain't got no friends, you probably ain't got no broad. So let me tell you some real shit, some real nigga shit. Take your ass to either a happy hour or just to a club, like a bar, for the weekend by your motherfucking self.
Yeah.
A nigga that can hang out by himself, women like that shit.
Yes.
Women like that shit, nigga. I've had some great times just going to a happy hour and kicking it by my motherfucking self. And people see me chilling, they like, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, you know, what's going on? You know, who you waiting on? Oh, nobody. Oh, you by yourself? Then bam, you in there. Next thing you know, splash waterfalls. You got her legs up in the air and you balls deep in that pussy.
Hey, nigga, for real. You don't have a problem right now. You're 30. You have 30. A job.
No kids. Nope.
Yeah, you good.
Hey, man, please.
And real friends is debatable anyway.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on another episode, man. Yeah. Let's go ahead and wrap this shit up. It's time for the hit of hell nah. I'm going to say this as best I can. The name of this song is Elim. I guess like eliminate by Sweats. So, yeah, let's get into it, man. Hit of hell nah, episode 47 of the Frocast. We have lost GQ Blue. So we do appreciate him for stopping through. We'll get that all out in the closing, but let's go ahead. We'll hit ahead on episode 47 by Sweet Sweats, and the song is Elim. I was about to call that nigga Sweet, so I can't read this shit.
Man, fuck these niggas. Playtime's over, man. Sweat again, Sarge, my ass nigga. Sorry to startle, it's just that I talk smarter. Cause niggas out here drier than nigger hair after salt water. I'm at a period where I'm leery delirious. I'm still teetering on if I should take this shit serious. Lead Bruce off a gallon of jungle juice. Proceed to watch me get loose and spread like a mother's goose. The bread giving me a boost of effort. These niggas desert, how am I a better writer when all I use is my left, huh? Young dastardly regurgitating battered dreams. These niggas shell shocked cause I'm actually spitting casualties. But there's more to cry in careers, there's more to die. Ripping Rigby's like my fucking name was Mordecai. The critics backing off, now girls wanna jack me off. Miyagi on these poppies trying to stop me, just wax them off. I'm craving rappers, so I'ma cash and lock them up, you bore us. Y'all niggas raps poorer than some Noxima. Extraordinary on my Dexter Morgan, very coarse. Look another fucking corpse to the morgue to carry. Young bashful, Sweats king of the castle. Got me an assful after some drug induced hassle. Smooth as silk when I step in the John Wilkes and treat the beat like Abe Lincoln. Like the fuck was Shay thinking, man? Fuck your raps about inking and ball caps from you corny mall rats. Y'all can hold my ball sack and all that. I'm that good. Shitting on these whack hoods. Catch me in some backwoods. Smoking on some Dallas backwards. Nigga, you absurd. Your hair is one of cherish. Telling me her pussy hairless. When Sweats could really care less. These niggas dumb and dumb. They looking like a lunch for some careers. Vegetative, cause their raps are just cute. Cumbersome. His advice go mimic a strike swiftly, or you might just be the next I put six deep.
All right, so let me give you the information that was included with this song. Hello, my name is Shay. I'm 17. I wear sweatpants, I rap, and I produce. I'm a New York City born. I'm also autistic, but it doesn't really affect me anymore. Here's the latest mixtape I dropped. So he sent us a whole mixtape. That song that I picked, Elim, was the song that was played the least, I believe, out of his mixtape, which ironically starts at song number 7. But anyway, Jerm, what did you think of this song for Hit a Hell Nah?
Personally, it was a little too dark for my taste. It was, you know, that new odd future sounding music that all the little young kids rap about, you know, and it's a little too dark. Maybe I'm not 17 and, you know, so, but you know, the guy is autistic, so I'm gonna give him for trying, you know, but don't say you autistic and, you know, just cause you suck. I ain't gonna say you suck, but you know, your music, hey, man, you need to lighten the mood a little bit, man. That shit brought my day down, man. I'm sorry. It brought my day down. I ain't even want to record a forecast after I heard that shit.
So,
hey, yo, can you hear me?
Oh, what's up, GQ? Just stop back in. Perfect timing. We're talking about the fucking the song for the Hit of Hell Now.
My bad. It's raining out here. We got a bad thunderstorm out here in Louisville right now, so internet went out. But I got back. So
wait a minute. Jerm, did you say Hit or Hell Now?
Oh, hell no. All
right, go ahead, Blue.
I'm going to say, it's a hit. Not personally. Personally, it's a hell no, but I feel like it sounds like that Odd Future type stuff that people like. So I feel like it has a genre. Not for me, but I can see that getting played on the radio.
So you think it's a hell no, but it's popular.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's a hell no, but I can see somebody liking that sound. It sounds like something that if you in the Odd Future, Tyler, the Creator, all them cats, you would like that.
So which one is it, Mr. Blue? Is it a hell no or a hit? Ain't no fence riding around here, man.
Well, sir, since it's my opinion, hell no.
Thank you. That's what we're trying to get at. Your opinion, not what everybody else thinks. Somebody, I can find somebody like, there's somebody out there that like, you know, eating shit, but that don't mean it's a popular. I'm just saying. You know.
And I don't even know if a Sweat should be offended that you just used eating shit as the analogy to how he feels about this song.
I mean, but you wear sweatpants, though, man. Come on, man. That's the funniest thing. Oh, I wear sweatpants.
Like, I read that shit. I was like, is this background information? I'm 17 and I wear sweatpants. Like, all right. So, yeah. Y'all know what I'm going to say. I don't like it. I'm not a big Odd Future fan anyway. I really didn't hear. I guess I kind of heard the similarities, but I didn't like it, which was the only similarity I needed. I'm a big fan of lyrics, and I'm a big fan of lyrics on beat, and this song had neither of them. Mm. So, yeah, it's a no for me. A hell no for me. And for you motherfuckers like, oh, shit, y'all shitting on the autistic. Hey, we are equal opportunity haters.
Yes.
If you send us some shit and you say, hey, I produce this whole beat, and I ain't got no arms. I use only my nose and my lips on the board, and it sucks. We're going to say, hey, you need to use somebody's arms and hands because that shit was terrible.
So you should have used your toes and your penis, nigga.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. The official word of the Frocast is pause, y'all. That's what y'all.
Yes, for real.
It's pause. It's, you know. Yeah, so whenever, oh, people, if you're ever talking about the Frocast on Twitter, use the hashtag #FroCast. So, you know, trying to make that official, you know, just maybe we can, one day, who knows, it might pop off and, you know, be a trending topic or whatever they call it, miss.
Man, we ain't going to be no trending topic, man. We team knows. Old niggas. We team old niggas, except for GQ. GQ, how old are you? You want to tell the nation how old you are?
23.
Hey, but
he's team young nigga.
Yeah, Cornell team young nigga. H2O team young nigga. Spread Germs team young nigga. And me, you, and Easy, the only old niggas on the team.
Well, according to the question that we just got today and last week, we supposed to be phased out, nigga.
Hey, man.
Old niggas supposed to be gone. Hey, we have reached the age limit.
It's all right. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Only between the two old niggas, only one of us is accepting of the new niggas. I'll let y'all figure out who that is. You know,
I don't have no problem with the young niggas.
Oh, okay. All right, well, two.
I don't know. Now, I might not bump. Hold up, nigga. You don't even listen to new music. How the fuck you going
to
say
something? I listen to the new niggas, though. I support the new nigga movement, though. You know?
Nigga, you support one new nigga, and that's Waka.
Okay.
You support no other new nigga.
Hey. All right, well, Crit. Crit, Waka, you know. J. Cole, you know. I fuck with them niggas. You know, they're young.
Yeah, those niggas are timeless that you just mentioned. They kind of cross the genre. They kind of cross both teams. Okay. They got talent. But it's not like you ain't listen to that. What's the dude's name? Dreezy? Snapbacks and Tattoos? You're not bumping that shit.
My kids like it.
Exactly. Your kids like it. And that wraps this shit up in a nice little neat package. Episode 47 of the Frocast with your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. Saul Goodman, because you better call Saul. Sitting there with King Jeremy. Y'all got any shout-outs before we get to the final?
Go ahead, Blue. I'll let you go.
Did we lose Blue again?
Nah, I hear him. Is it him in the back, ain't it? Pause.
I don't hear shit.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get my shout-outs.
Shout-out.
There you go.
Pro Nation. No, I'm here. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, now we hear you. Go ahead, bro. And then he drops.
Nice. You still there, ain't
it? I just heard the disconnect. So, shout out to Louisville with the power storms, the thunderstorms going through. Shout out to GQ Blue for stopping through the show. Germ, give you shout outs, bro.
Shout out to my new Twitter friends. I got at Jenna. That's Jen E-N-N-U-H-H-H-H-H. Shout out to at Jenna. Shout out to Cornell the Great. Shout out to Bo Weezy 305. Shout out to Texas Boy Wonder. Shout out to Black Della Rocha. That's Negro Domus, of course. Slide out to Slick P the Virus. Shout out to who else on here? I'm just going down the T-line. Shout out to Get Buckets. Shout out to Tish Compton, a.k.a. Miss T. Lee. Shout out to, let's see, we got at Pretty School Gray. Had a nice little comment. Shout out to Dreezy Baby. Rest of the Fro Nation, y'all know who y'all is, man. Keep checking for us, man. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Support the movement, man. Go buy some albums. Shit, that little donate box still on the fro, man. Y'all ain't hit that box in a long time. This shit got dust on it.
I'm saying, click an ad, you motherfuckers. Y'all want these headphones, click an ad or something. Help,
yeah,
help
man.
With the movement.
Yeah, you know. Y'all don't understand, man. We get more people to like us, we can have more giveaways. That's helping y'all out. Like, shoot.
We ain't gonna even say it no more. It sounds like, you know, it sounds like we be bitching on the fro cam. We ain't gonna say that shit no more.
Stop crying about it, man. It ain't worth it.
Stop crying, man. We some crying ass niggas.
My quarterback, man.
Oh, it sounds like GQ back. You back?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, next time, man, you need to make sure you tell God to stop with a thunderstorm. You fucking up the fro cam.
Say, God, they recording fro cast, God. We just need 2 hours of quiet.
Give your shout outs, bro.
Shout out to the Fro Nation. To y'all, man, I'm happy to be on the Frocast. Blue and White family, Blue Fi to y'all. Packers Nation, no more football till the stuff gets right.
And Miss Speed like a motherfucking segment. I know you like that shit, don't you?
Oh yeah, that's my shit.
Yeah,
to Miss Quinita Park. Yeah, that's it. Follow me on Twitter, GQ_Blue.
And
you got to spell it for these niggas.
Capital G, capital Q, underscore, capital B, L, U.
You got a blog or website that these motherfuckers can check out?
If you check out my, because my blog name is ridiculously long. So if you check out my Twitter page, there's a link to it.
Turn me quick with that pause, man. That nigga can slide that shit in anywhere, pause. That motherfucker be quick on the draw with that motherfucker. You know, I got the usual shout outs to Tracy May and Brokey McPoverty. Shout out to Rachel Stewart Jewelry and shout Creative out. Silence Polo. They finally out. Made the video. You saw me put it up. That's a dope ass couple. You
I
ever see?
I got chills on my spine when I seen that. I was like, that person look familiar.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's old girl, man.
Hey, look at Rachel Stewart Jewelry out there. That's right. Black love,
man. You know what? It's one of those couples, and they're both as individuals and as a couple. They're those kind of motherfuckers that you see, and you just be mad because they just got the talent. You know what I'm saying? Rachel Stewart is beautiful. She does her hair however she wanted. You know, shout out to the hair weave killers. She do her hair however the fuck she wants to, and she's flawless. She's got the artistic skills. She's got the intellect. And you look at this motherfucker over here, and man is an intelligent dude, and he's crafty as shit, too. Like, you see that motherfucker, you be like, man, go ahead with that shit.
No homo, he handsome. He handsome as fuck.
Yeah,
no.
we grown, so we can say that. He's a handsome-ass dude.
You know, so, I mean, you know, I can see why, you know, ladies love him. I can see why, you know.
Them motherfuckers, man, you be mad when you see them together. So fuck them, but much love to them at the same time. So shout out to Creative Silence Photo. CS Photo _ Design. Shout out to Shady Johnson, who's following me on Twitter. Appreciate that. Shout out to I got a lot of bots on my Twitter that I need to fix that shit anyway.
Yeah, man, go through. If you see an egg, man, mark them as spam.
Nah, these bots got pictures, so I have to go and look, and then I see that they following 900. They got like one follower. That's a bot. Shout out to Spread Germ. Shout out to Silk Slick. I always say his name Silk. I'm always like, even when y'all first brought him around the site, I was like, Silk, it's Slick V. Shout out to Seymour Paint. Shout out to Paul Walsh. Shout out to Rhapsody, who came through and commented on our review, which is a big shit. And
yeah, you know? At least you didn't crab out like Absol did. Shout out to Absol.
Wow. Shout out to Miss T Lee. We already gave her a shout out, but you know she really fucks with us heavy. And shout out to RGT RT. Is it RT3? How do I say his name? Nah, I forget.
Yeah, RT3.
the MVP of the Frocast. We appreciate all you motherfuckers that fuck with us on the Frocast. Frocast 47 is now to a close, and remember, 48 is about saving the Carter.
The Steven Davis episode.
We're saving the Carter. So send in your emails and shit. Just get us a little soundbite. Say something nice to be easy. Or if you don't want to send us a soundbite, just tweet us some shit. You know, matter of fact, should that be the hashtag? Save the Carter?
Yeah, save the Carter.
Hashtag save the Carter. And we'll read your shit and give you a shout out on the next Frocast episode 48. Like I said, I'm Saul Wright, sitting in with King Germ and you know, GQ Blue was having technical difficulties. But this is what it is, man. What? Now you here?
Yeah. I'm good.
Nigga.
He said, no, I'm here, dog. I'm here.
Like, I'm here for the club. Don't tell me like that. So, you know, we're back together, but we're about to sign it out. And we'll holler at you motherfuckers next week. Peace.
Peace. Man, I'm telling you.
There's something wrong with a lot of them motherfuckers, too, because who's tailoring them motherfuckers? They got, your suit should not have buckles, belts, buttons. Like, why you got all that shit on the suit? Hey, window pane. This shit is horrible.
Hey, man, black people do suits like Mexican do cars, man. Over.
God damn. God damn.
That's how we get down, man.
God, you know what? That needs to be on a shirt or some shit. That should be the first Nappy Afro shirt. Black folks do suits like Mexicans do cars. God damn.
NappyAfro.com.